speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Monday, June 10th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. Over the weekend, we saw millions of people take to the streets of Hong Kong protesting the authoritarian moves by the government there. Actually, the government has become a puppet regime of the communist government in mainland China. They were always worried about this, but they've had many incidents where they have stood up to changes in the legal structure there enacted by President Xi. And this is the latest one. They said this may be the last fight for Hong Kong. Over a million people marching in the streets fighting extradition orders. Now remember, pretty much anything can be a very serious crime if you criticize the Chinese government. And that's what they have done. They've tried to force communist curriculum on their children. They took to the streets about that. I reported about a month ago about a pastor who was part of the umbrella movement. They were so known because they used umbrellas to protect them from the chemicals being sprayed on them by the police as they were protesting these authoritarian measures. But when we look at what is going on in Hong Kong, two things come up about this. Of course, the silence for the most part from mainstream media last week and talking about the 30th anniversary of Tiananmen Square. Nobody really was talking about that. Last week we had three amazing anniversaries. We had the 30th anniversary of Tiananmen Square. We had the 75th anniversary of the D-Day landings at Normandy. And we had the 70th anniversary, I talked about on Friday, it happened actually on Saturday, the 70th anniversary of 1984. So three kind of interesting anniversaries, two of them dystopian, authoritarian, only one of them fighting for freedom. And as we look at that, we have to ask ourselves, how do we try to avoid these dystopian, authoritarian takeovers so we don't have to fight another D-Day abroad or here at home against an authoritarian government? Because that's what the Hong Kong people are up against right now. They also celebrated last week, one of the few places where it was celebrated, or not celebrated, but commemorated, the disaster of Tiananmen Square. And we look at the massive slaughter that happened on the beaches of Normandy. As I point out, 10,000 casualties, that's wounded and killed. A little over 4,000 Allied soldiers killed on the beaches. But we had more than 10,000 people killed at Tiananmen Square. Yet they're not commemorated. Those who are fighting, who are standing for freedom. They thought they could get free because they saw the iron grip of communism being destroyed in Eastern Europe. But even though the Soviet Union was coming apart at the seams, China was, the authoritarians in China were having a new resurgence. And quite frankly, what we have now, as Newt Gingrich pointed out over the weekend, he said, China is far worse now than it was 30 years ago with Tiananmen Square. Far more authoritarian. Yes, of course, because they have the power of technology to leverage their tyranny in ways that we've never seen before. As William Binney pointed out, what we see being done already to Americans is far worse than anything the East German Stasi ever did, because they weren't capable of doing what our government is capable of doing to us. And if you want to know where this is headed, take a look at China. This is why it's so important for Hong Kong to speak up about free speech, to speak up about freedom of education, and not have their curriculum dictated by Beijing. And folks, we need to look at this example. Why is it in America that we don't care enough to take to the streets to protect our children, to protect our free speech? We just passively go along. I think it's because the people in Hong Kong were far freer than people in America for far longer. Going back to the 1980s, Milton Friedman's Free to Choose series focused on Hong Kong as being the freest country in the world because the British didn't really care. They just let them do whatever they want to. They had a taste of freedom, and it's being ripped from them very rapidly. In America, we got accustomed to it on a gradual basis. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
So the InfoWars model is a self-fulfilling, self-supporting structure that is promoting free press and free speech by people getting together and supporting one another and sustaining one another. It is the only independent press of this size and scale, of this public reach. It is the one model that says, here's a way to have a self-supporting, self-sustaining, self-structured, little d democratic structure that, because the audience determines what content goes up, the audience determines what audience is ultimately reached by their choices in supporting InfoWars. And it's all because the audience spends their whatever it is, whether it's $5 or $50 a month on products that they like and that they want that actually compete with the corporate-driven model, and the ability to do that and at the same time support press, support speech, support letting the audience choose what news they want to see and what views they want to hold. And it's the ultimate American democratic expression and experiment, and it is the celebration of free press and free speech with free markets.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Monday, June 10th, year of our Lord 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. As I was saying at the top of the hour, we have Hong Kong plunged into political crisis after a huge protest against extradition law. And I have to ask you, why you aren't fighting for freedom like the people in Hong Kong? Why are you letting them take your free speech? Why are you letting them indoctrinate your children? That's what the people of Hong Kong are not willing to do. You know, I have to say that when we adopted my daughter about a dozen years ago, after having to spend the requisite amount of time in communist China, we left through Hong Kong, and we took a couple of days to see the place. I was interested in it. And it's one of the friendliest cities I've ever been in. The people there were incredibly nice. They would see you looking at a map trying to figure out where you're going, and they all spoke English. They were under British rule for a long time. They would walk over to you and offer to give you directions and everything. Just the nicest people we met in Hong Kong. Absolutely loved the place. And Milton Friedman talked about how it was one of the freest places on earth because the British didn't really want to exercise any control there anymore. And they were more than willing to hand it over to the communists in 1997, I think, was when their lease ran out. It was a 99-year lease that they had gotten from China at the point of a gun. And they didn't want to keep it anymore. So they handed that over. And they have rapidly seen their freedoms being eroded by this authoritarian regime that has only gotten worse in the 30 years since Tiananmen Square. And they have become the pattern, the beta test site for what they want to do to us here in the United States. The globalist elite, the multinational corporations, the technocratic elite who run the internet. They're using China and their social media, their social credit scores, are using that as a test bed, a beta test site. Setting up biometric surveillance, setting up a database, monitoring everything that people do or say, and to punish them for that. And that's, they've already set up the software. They've already scanned the faces. They've got billions of our faces. Well, 650 million faces in their database, and they've got records for billions of records to scan through. And they have set this system up. Facebook has already admitted they already have a credit score. Of course, we're seeing that being used already. First used against Alex Jones and InfoWars last August. It is rolling out. They're expanding this. They're not slowing down. They're accelerating in this. And all we get from the Trump administration is an occasional tweet decrying how bad this is. And it is bad. And it's going to get worse. Because nothing is being done about it. There's no pushback. No pushback by you. Don't expect President Trump to stand up for your freedom. He's going to stand up for his own. He's going to stand up for his family. Are you going to stand up for your family? I don't think he is. He's not going to stand up for your speech. And we're going to take a look at the dirty tricks that were applied. You know, all these people saying they're going to lock up President Trump. Oh, you can bet on it. If he doesn't reestablish the rule of law. This isn't simply about one royal family pitted against another royal family in Washington, D.C. We have a bureaucracy that will take down anybody that gets in their way. Here's an example of this. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman. You don't hear too much about Steve Stockman anymore, do you? Convicted of financial crime, sent to prison, so everything's done with him, right? Now, there's a story on WND talking about his case is now in appeals before the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. His conviction is being challenged. He explains that using these precedents the government set during the prosecution of Congressman Steve Stockman, it'll make it easier to attack people if they're engaged in ideological, political, or even religious education, discourse, advocacy, missions, so forth. Because that's what we're now seeing. When you don't stand up for the little people, when you don't stand up for the congressman, when you don't even stop it when it comes after the president, it's going to happen to each and every one of us. You don't think they're going to use the technological advantages that they have? They've already got the legal system rigged against people they don't like. Stockman's defenders claim that he was targeted because he promised to go after the deep state when he was elected to represent the congressional district just south of Houston. He was prosecuted by the Justice Department, by Obama's Justice Department, after the scandal that erupted at the IRS. Remember that? They were targeting Christian and conservative organizations after the Tea Party scandals. Well, he said, well, I'm going to take a look at this. And, of course, the IRS admitted that what they had done to these different organizations was wrong. But, of course, Lois Lerner and these other people were, no, we're not going to testify. You can't do anything to us. They have the immunity because they're high-ranking bureaucrats, and the Department of Justice wasn't going to do anything to them because they were singling out people and punishing them because of their political, religious beliefs. And so IRS executive Lois Lerner refused to cooperate. Stockman then filed a bill to arrest her. And instead of that happening, an FBI official testified during trial that the investigation into Stockman was begun the same time he filed the bill to arrest Lerner. So they don't do anything to Lois Lerner. Instead, they come after the guy who files the bill to come after her. And you remember that Koskinen, who was IRS commissioner, he was retained after Trump took office. Trump let him stay there till he was ready to retire, and he retired. No punishment against him either. And you remember that as all this information started to come out about how Lois Lerner and the IRS were targeting these various Tea Party and conservative organizations, they said, we want to see your records. They said, well, you know, we don't have them anymore. We just lost them. When does the IRS ever allow that as an excuse from you? But of course, if the IRS does something wrong, then the IRS is presumed to be innocent and too big to jail. And they don't have to produce any records. They can just lose their records. Oh, we don't have them. Sorry. So I guess we just can't do anything about this. Stockman had a record that was very conservative. He investigated the misdeeds, reports WND, investigated the misdeeds of Whitewater. He opposed Hillary care in the 90s. He stood against the Mexican bailout. He pursued the impeachment of Eric Holder. He blocked immigration and gun bills that the left had demanded. He called for the arrest of Lois Lerner. He worked to eliminate automatic citizenship for anchor babies. He attacked the systemic sexual abuse of children in schools. He pushed to sanction China for its abortion agenda. He coordinated demands for a special investigation into Benghazi and much more. And for all that, they entrapped him and sent him to prison for quote-unquote financial crimes. You understand why they're coming after President Trump for financial crimes. Why they want to use the IRS to lock him away. That's how they got Al Capone. They didn't get him for violating drug prohibition, which was legal at that time. You know, they actually passed a constitutional amendment to prohibit alcohol. There is no constitutional amendment to prohibit marijuana or anything else that they want to prohibit. They don't have the authority. They did have the authority to prohibit alcohol, but they didn't come after him for that. They came after him for income tax violations. Now, the income tax code is infinitely more complex than it was at the time of Al Capone. And you can construct financial crimes against anybody, especially somebody like President Trump, who has many, many different businesses operating in many, many different jurisdictions and internationally and so forth. The law is so complicated that it is no longer even objective. It is subjective. in terms of finding out whether, you know, that's why they use the IRS as a weapon against people. And they use the IRS as a weapon against Stockman. This is where they're going with President Trump. Stockman's conviction, writes WND, based on, well, actually, this is part of the brief that was filed on his behalf. Says, Stockman's conviction, based on fundraising communications involving his associates, was cascaded into mail fraud, wire fraud, money laundering, failure to report, all of this stuff. See how they can create a process crime? They create a process crime over communications he had that they said to reach a conviction, and the draconian sentence of 10 years in jail for the outspoken former congressman. The government confused the law governing nonprofit fundraising and campaign finance and present its case in a manner that confused the jury, which is what they always do. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's time. It's time to start your summer with real power. The power that God gave us through Mother Nature. We're dropping prices by 50% on all of our best-selling Force supplements to help you reach your peak strength. And the purchase of these products will help the InfoWar go to the next level as Trump and others prepare to move against big tech censorship. Ladies and gentlemen, all of the Force products are on massive 50% off. Total Super Force special sale includes 50% off DNA Force Plus, DNA Force Plus, Rain Force Plus, Rain Force Plus, Turbo Force, Turbo Force, Ultimate Female Force, Ultimate Female Force, and 33% off the new best-selling Space Force America is Back designer t-shirt. All of this is available at InfoWarsStore.com. And there's also a sticker bomb to help fight censorship as well. Stickers are all being sold at cost.
You'll find these amazing specials at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are hyper-competitive scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality medical bottleman and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over the counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's never been easy to figure out the essentials of a new supplement routine. That's why we created the 8-Pack Power Stack, your go-to option for the building blocks of a successful approach to supplementation. This one-stop shop for those looking to simplify or adjust their routine is perfect for new and old info warriors alike. With the 8-Pack Power Stack, there's no trial and error, messy bottles laying across the counter, or 20-minute morning habits. Just take the Wake Up and Work or Rest and Recover packs each day for quick, easy-to-use, and conveniently accessible formulas to help you reach your peak without the deep supplement knowledge, stacks of bottles, and complicated routine. Featuring 8 different formulas for a total take on your health and wellness. You can find what you like and get even more powerful versions in the store. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and check out 8-Pack Power Stack today and jumpstart your supplement routine.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. A million people protesting for freedom in Hong Kong as the one individual there, Carrie Lam, who is in the local legislature, introduced a bill that would allow the Chinese communists to extradite people that they don't like. Now, we've already seen them beating, attacking the press, physically beating journalists there in Hong Kong, breaking up printing presses and so forth. That's how much power China is projecting already into Hong Kong. And now they want to extradite people that they don't like back into mainland China. Remember, this is one of the things that we had in the United States. We had, before the American Revolution, we had Great Britain extraditing people back into England for trial because they didn't want them tried by their own fellow citizens. See, tyranny never changes. Human nature never changes. They just have far, far more powerful tools right now in terms of the technocratic tools to monitor people, to control their speech and other things. So people took the streets. They had slogans, scrap the evil law, oppose China extradition, Carrie Lam resign. And again, Hong Kong is what's known as a special autonomous region. An SAR. And they were promised, of course, I don't know that anybody believed them. The British wanted to pretend that they believed the communist Chinese when they cut Hong Kong loose because they didn't want the responsibility or the conflict with the Chinese. They pretended to believe that the Chinese were going to let them essentially maintain their autonomy. And they've been working increasingly aggressively to usurp their control over the people of Hong Kong. Just as we see Washington continue to do that with the American people, and we do nothing about it. Just as I was talking about last week, we have the FDA, again, extending and usurping control over more aspects of your health, banning adult stem cells, and very cynically releasing the order that President Trump had put in to stop the use of stem cells taken from aborted babies and to stop the use of other organs and tissue taken from aborted babies. They released that information at the same time they banned adult stem cell usage, which is very effective, far more effective than the infant stem cell stuff. And of course, infant stem cell stuff, not only has it not been that effective, but it has also resulted in cancer in many cases, a much increased risk in cancer. They were told because the immature fetal cells, the stem cells reproduce more rapidly, that tends to have them get into a cancerous state. But your own stem cells, something the federal government has never regulated, they took that down last week. Confiscated stem cells that were banked. Now think about this. Think about if they confiscated content from a sperm bank or eggs that were put in a bank or fertilized embryos. How outraged you would be. What if they take away the hope, the cure, the medicine that you've put away for yourself or for your family members? That's what they did to a lot of people. That's what they did to my family last week. And I'm not going to forget that. And I'm not going to let that stand. I know that the media doesn't talk about it. I know that the media only talks about the fact that President Trump banned fetal stem cells. And again, one of the reasons that they want to focus on that, and you got the media, some of them are supporting him in that, some of them are criticizing him for that, but they don't talk about what they did to adult stem cells. They should have no, they do not have any authority with that. It's not a food, it's not a drug, it's not a cosmetic, it's not part of the unconstitutional brief given to the FDA. In the first place, they're not constitutional. In the second place, it's not anything that they've ever had or tried to regulate. They never regulate surgical procedures. They've never regulated in vitro fertilization, for example. You take the egg out, you fertilize it in glass, you put it back in. Surgical procedures, that's your own body parts. They've never regulated that before. And so the question is, why are they doing this? Well, the answer is very simple, money. And we don't stand up to this. As they point out, Communist China has never changed, said a retired civil servant in his 60s, told the Hong Kong Press. He said he believed the passage of the extradition law would mean the end of one country, two systems. Oh, of course it will. That was a lie. That was a fraud in the first place. Just like the whole Bill of Rights thing in the Constitution has ended. It is a lie. It is a fraud whenever these government officials or elected officials take an oath to it. They're lying to you, just like the communist Chinese lied about this one country, two system principle. As this retired civil servant said, if anything has changed, it's that they are richer, more powerful, and now they are spreading their power. They said Hong Kong has now become a battlefield between an authoritarian state and the free world. Remember, when one is enslaved, all are not free. So we urge the international society, the U.S. government, the EU, to keep pressuring Hong Kong and the Hong Kong government and the Chinese government. Well, I agree with that. He's absolutely right. What he doesn't understand and what most people in the United States do not understand is who these players are and what team they're playing for. Do you think that the federal government is on China's side or against China? I'm telling you, for the most part, they're on China's side. They helped the Chinese communists to come into power, and they're not going to really do anything to pull them back. And, of course, the EU, the multinational corporations, they're on China's side. They're not on the side of freedom. They're using China to establish this authoritarian control over us. And so when we hear that, you know, this is to help us here in our country, you know, I have to say, if they take away your medical freedom, and we hear this rhetoric all the time when they talk about abortion, and yet this truly is what this issue is about. My body, my choice. My cells, my choice. It is about health care, not just for women, but for women and men. And if they claim control to take away your body cells, to prohibit you from using your own body cells, to extend their control in ways that they've never extended it before, you're nothing but a slave. You should be taken to the streets. You know, I saw the interview that Joe Rogan had. Everybody should watch that. Joe Rogan had an interview with Mel Gibson and the stem cell doctor in Panama who helped his father. He was in his 90s. Amazing story. What did, and also amazing testimony from Mel Gibson about what stem cells did for him and even from Joe Rogan and others. And there was a comment there in that video. Let me just read you part of this comment. My sister-in-law has had rheumatoid arthritis since she was 13. She's 31 now. She had to take Enbrel shots, which cost $10,000 a month. That's it right there. The side effects included the possibility of cancer. Sure enough, she now has cervical cancer. Insurance didn't want to cover her, but thankfully she found coverage and still has had to pay more than $100,000 out of pocket for medical care. You know, I went to Enbrel.com and they say, under the title, Enbrel has an established safety profile that's been evaluated in many clinical studies. Oh, well, that's the headline there. If you read the content, it says risk of lymphoma is several fold higher in rheumatoid arthritis patients. That means hundreds of percent higher. Hundreds of percent higher. They even tell you that.
Okay, it's true. I stayed up late last night, so I had half the Turbo Force this morning. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, that's Turbo Force. Five different types of caffeine, doesn't have a crash. Five different types of caffeine, that's Turbo Force. Five different types of caffeine, doesn't have a crash. Five different types of caffeine, that's Turbo Force. Five hundred milligrams, slow burn, the very best. I want a long fish oil.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
We have a new super special. It's on everything with force in its name. The new already best-selling Space Force, America's Back, awesome shirt that I love and everybody else is loving. It's going to be a hit shirt now. Hope you get it. Sports broadcast spreads the word. It's a great conversation piece. It's 33% off because we sold the t-shirt at 50% off. That'd be a cost. All the other Force products, it's all 50% off. DNA Force Plus, that is such a huge deal. That is the best CoQ10 PQQ system. Just unbelievable what it does, folks. 50% off. Nobody gets close to that price. Brain Force Plus, amazing. Turbo Force, which is just 10-hour energy, clean, healthy, focused, amazing. Ultimate Female Force is incredible as well. It's 33% off, so we're about to sell out of that. All of the Force products, it's got Force in the name. It's 50 to 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
You know, the worst part about getting old and I'm still strong at 45 is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think in this digital age, your word's gone forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done right, and as long as the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit, be a word of mouth, or to pray for us, or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now, commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. American Dream. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, I look at what is happening in Washington, and I've said many times, you may not be interested in politics, but politics is interested in you. And we have to understand what's going on in Washington. We have to understand how they are coming after each and every one of us in the most minute detail. Whether it is telling you and your family that you're going to be required to take vaccinations, we don't care what your informed consent is. First of all, we're going to stop any information from reaching you. And then we don't really give a flip about your consent. We're going to do whatever we want. As President Trump said, they got to take the shots. Read your oath of office. Read your constitution. No, President Trump, we don't. We don't have to take your shots. You don't have the authority to do that. Your FDA commissioner does not have the authority to do that. Your FDA commissioner does not have the authority to take CBD oil away from us. That's the next thing that they're looking at. Now we got a clip here of the hearings where the FDA is sniffing around that, looking for some new territory, some new turf. Oh yeah, they can start regulating that. They can help their buddies. It's a revolving door. People from the pharmaceutical industries, Novartis and others, go into the Trump administration. This is the way it is in every one of these administrations. Nothing has changed, unfortunately, with President Trump. These people from Novartis and Merck and Pfizer, They come in, they run the FDA for a while. And then after they've done a good job of protecting their corporations, they go back. That's the revolving door. That's why we talk about regulatory capture. Or we talk about crony capitalism. Or we talk about corporate fascism. The union of corporations and governments. And let me tell you, this is what's going on with 5G. It's what's going on with the surveillance state. It's what's going on with social media as well, folks. This is why they've been given this power. And all this talk that you hear from these politicians is nothing but talk. They're not going to do anything about that. If you want to do something about it, you're going to have to take measures for yourself to shut off social media. Now, you're not going to be able to do that with 5G. Because once they've got 5G, once they've got the cameras, and of course they've got the databases to map each and every one of us, they've already got everybody's faces. We, for the most part, gave them to them voluntarily on Facebook and other social media. So they've already got the biometric databases. They can scrape the information off of social media. And they can put cameras up in the public square because, as I said, look, you have no expectation of privacy in the public square. And that's right, you don't. You do have an expectation of being able to speak freely in the public square. Oh, no, no, they took that away. Even though there's a Supreme Court decision that says you can't do that. Even though Google and Twitter and Facebook say, we are the digital public square. They say, you have no privacy because we're the digital public square. But even though it's a public square, we privately own the public square so we can take away your speech in the public square. We've already had a Supreme Court decision. 1946, Marsh versus Alabama says, no, you can't do that. Even if the public square is privately owned, they can't take away your free speech. But they just pick and choose which laws, which Supreme Court decisions they want to pay attention to because they've got an agenda and they're going to enact that agenda one way or the other. And so as I was saying, you know, looking at these comments, Mel Gibson talking about stem cells and how effective it was for his father who was in his 90s. He'd gone to the Mayo Clinic, and I think it was Mayo Clinic, John Hopkins, I can't remember which of the two, but it was an AIM institution. They said he was feeling very sick. They wheeled him in, wheelchair. They did a full run-up on him and said, he's got all these different things. He's just dying. And so somebody told Mel Gibson about stem cells. He contacted the doctors who have a clinic in Dallas, but they're prohibited from doing their stuff for the most part. They knew it was coming. This was a year and a half ago. They did this interview. And so he said, so we set up in Panama because we knew this prohibition is, you know, this prohibition is coming. He said, yeah, you can do it very effectively with your own fat cells, but the FDA is going to come down on that. And so they set up a clinic down in Panama. Mel Gibson sent his father down there. And they treated him for several days down there. They pulled him in on a stretcher. He walked out on his own. And he said everything in his body got better, even his eyesight, he said. And but see, that's why they don't want you to do that, because they want to sell you this drug that costs $10,000 a month. That's $120,000 a year, because that's their business model. I told you, April 2018, CNBC reports a press conference that was held, and basically it was press conference. They had a bunch of big pharmaceutical companies there, and Goldman Sachs, which is providing funding for them, was telling them, look, you don't want to cure disease. Your model here is to treat forever chronic disease. You want to, you know, keep the people going until they run out of money or until they die, whatever. But, you know, you got to milk this for all it's worth. Do not cure the disease. That is not what this is their phrase. Curing disease is not a sustainable business model. Hence, we have the FDA banning something that does cure diseases using your own cells, your body's own cells, at a fraction of this price. Are you talking about getting this done in the United States? Instead of $10,000 a month, you can get a treatment $5,000 to $7,000. You could before last week. And then you'd be good for a year, year and a half. You could re-up it if you needed to at that point in time. Even going to Panama, it's $20,000 to $25,000. Same situation. It's still a tiny fraction of what they do there, and typically two or three times they've been able to cure rheumatoid arthritis, osteoarthritis, MS, autism, many other things. That's why it must be stopped. It takes on big pharmaceutical drugs across a wide spectrum. So we look at this, Enbrel.com, their own website. The risk of lymphoma is several fold higher when you take our product. Several fold. What does that mean? Does that mean it's 200%? Each fold means times. Is it two times, three times, four times, five times, 10 times? Is it 200% higher, 300% higher, 400% higher, 1,000 times higher? You see how they couch that? You know, it's the full disclosure there. Yeah, it's several times higher, several fold higher. But they don't give you the specifics. You would freak out if they said the risk of lymphoma is, I mean, several fold. That's at least 200%. So you'd freak out if they said the risk of lymphoma is 200% higher if you take our drug. And then they went on to talk about other types of cancers. They went on to talk about serious infection, opportunistic infection, tuberculosis. But the FDA is fine with all this. They approve that because they can sell it for $10,000 a month. And one of the biggest sponsors of Fox News and CNN, that's why they're not going to talk about this. But then they ban stem cell research. And that's just this one disease. It's criminal what they're doing. They're killing us for profits. And if you don't think that a government that will allow that will look the other way while they subject you to higher risks of 5G, every single one of us. See, we don't have to take Enbrel. You can opt not to do that. I stopped all the drugs they put me on after my stent was put in. My heart attack and stent. I stopped all those. Especially because most of these drugs are manufactured in China. The vast majority of our pharmaceutical drugs are manufactured in China. So why are we paying more here in the United States than other countries are? Even drugs that are manufactured in the U.S., exported to Canada, you can buy them cheaper in Canada than you can buy them in the United States. But if the majority of our drugs are manufactured in China, why are we paying more here in America? Crony capitalism, corruption, the FDA, that's why. That's why. And President Trump has, to his credit, put in a piece of legislation that hasn't taken effect yet, but you will be hearing on Fox News and CNN, they will be advertising if their drugs cost more than X amount per month, and most of them do. They'll be telling you one of the side effects is bankruptcy. Bankrupting our nation, even if we pay for that. But you should understand what's going on with this. You know, one of the reasons I stopped taking metoprolol was because they said, well, one of the side effects of this is contamination because it's made in China. It's like, I'm done. We'll be right back.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. And it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of 5-star reviews for yourself. I've got 2 in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Our powerful line of fluoride-free products is the perfect gift for yourself or others who are exploring a healthier, happier lifestyle. With options ranging from toothpaste to oral spray, it's easy to find the perfect option for you. Super Blue Toothpaste is the fan-favorite fluoride-free toothpaste that every InfoWarrior loves. Powered by iodine and nanosilver, it's designed to deliver a powerful clean while supporting good oral health and fresh breath. Available in 2 refreshing flavors. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Super Blue Immune Gargle is the only option for on-the-go immune system support like no other. With the scientifically proven patented ingredient Silver Soul in 3 different sizes, you can take it wherever you go. Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue products. Don't miss out on revolutionizing your morning routine. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get our line of Super Blue products today.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWar, the most banned network in the world.
Tom in Texas, police officer on the border, talks about MS-13 and more. Thanks for calling, Tom.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Just want to thank you for your products. I have the InfoWars decals on the outside of my cell phone case, my truck, sport the shirts, all the equipment. I find it's the best way to get your word out.
God bless you, brother.
And I have 3 or 4 InfoWars bumper stickers in my glove box right now I hand out if I get to talking to somebody just to help spread that word.
You're our only hope, brother. I'm telling you, you're more important than I am. It's people like you on the ground, as you know, that's boots on the ground. All of our best sellers, Alpha Power, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, BioTrue Selenium, X2, Brain Force Plus, Super Mill Vitality, DNA Force Plus, Super Blue products, toothpaste, fortified with little silver iodine, Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, Real Red Pill Plus. It goes on and on and on. Check it all out and know, funding us will change the world. All of it. We're coming through the storm thanks to you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Tell you what's going on here. It is exactly clear, folks. And you better understand how little they care about the American people. They only care about money. They're more than willing to give you and your family, to withhold cures from you, and to give you treatment that will give you cancer so they can make obscene amounts of money. We're talking about hundreds of billions of dollars that these big pharmaceutical companies make, and they don't really care what happens to you. It's not just the FDA. It's the EPA as well. We're seeing these cases about glyphosate. Everybody in the world has banned glyphosate except the EPA. Friend of Monsanto, now owned by Bayer. The USA's EPA pesticide office has ignored its own established protocols to conclude that glyphosate, the active ingredient in Roundup, does not cause cancer, finding that is at odds with the World Health Organization's International Agency for Research on Cancer. It's at odds with the EPA's own Office of Research and Development. It's at odds with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry. It's at odds with the juries that have found now in 3 particular cases people were given cancer by using glyphosate. Awarding the juries, awarded 80-some-odd million, $260 million, and now $2 billion in the third case. But, of course, juries don't get to see evidence about vaccine injury and death. They gave immunity to the big pharmaceutical companies back in 1986. They've collected no data for over 3 decades. They were charged, HHS was charged with collecting data to make sure that vaccines were safe and effective, to make recommendations about that. And, of course, They refused to turn over the information. When RFK Jr. sued them, found out that, oh, well, we've never collected any information over three decades, even though we were told to do that. We're going to guard the public safety, right? No, they're not. As a matter of fact, this article here, new study, U.S. uses 85 pesticides outlawed in other countries. U.S. EPA continues to allow the use of 85 pesticides for outdoor agricultural applications that are banned or in the process of being completely phased out elsewhere, including 72 in the EU, 17 in Brazil, 11 in China. So there's 72 different pesticides banned in the EU that the EPA doesn't ban. 11 that are banned in China that we don't ban. I mean, China doesn't really care at all about their people, but the EPA cares even less than the Chinese communists do about the health of their people. The U.S. has only banned four pesticides that are still approved for use in the EU, Brazil, or China. So it's radically different. It's not just the difference in interpretation of this stuff. You know, I said I quit taking my blood pressure medication. When I found out that one of the two things that was prescribed for me was made in China. And as people were talking about the side effects, I said, well, it's got all these things come with their side effects, and you better pay attention to those side effects. Don't think it ain't going to happen to you. My mother was essentially paralyzed with a stroke because of an antibiotic she took. That was amazing. I've seen horrific effects in just 5 days with my wife taking a pain medication. Not opioids. We said, no, we're not doing any opioids. Well, try this one. This is safe and effective. It might give you a little bit of dizziness. Well, she passed out. Double vision. Mental fogginess. It took her days to get over it. Just out of 5 days. So you better believe those side effects. They're there. They're real. They're there for a reason. It gives them plausible deniability. Just because the FDA approves something doesn't mean it's safe. That's our mentality, though. Well, the government's got my interest, right? They're keeping me safe. They're keeping me secure. I don't need to have the freedom. I don't need to use my mind to assess the risks. And, of course, they'll just list those things there. They won't typically tell you what percentage of people come down with various things. But as I saw, one of these medications was made in China. It's like, I'm done with that. And I'm happy to report my blood pressure is normal without them. Except when I talk about the FDA. I bet you put a cuff on me right now, you'd find my blood pressure up. This makes me very angry. And this is another thing that makes me very angry. Take a look at this hearing. Now, the FDA, just like we got California, they've legalized even recreational marijuana. First they legalized medical marijuana, then they legalized recreational marijuana. At the federal level, it's now been made, declared legal to grow hemp, which doesn't have any THC. So it has no ability to get you high whatsoever. And so now it's legal to grow hemp. Hemp can be used for textiles. It can be used for a lot of different things, but it can be used for CBD. And so now the moneyed interests are worried about that, and they've got the FDA sniffing around CBD to stop it. And, of course, in California and Florida, they're coming after smoothie shots that are putting CBD in your smoothie. And here's what the FDA commissioner is now saying about something we all know is safe and effective. We've already done our own studies, FDA Commissioner Sharpless. Video 7.
CBD, modern-day cure-all or snake oil? Safe for lotions, coffee, and even Ben & Jerry's? Or untested drug that should be closely regulated? These were just a couple of questions raised today during an FDA hearing on CBD.
Overregulation will simply drive consumers to the black market.
The cannabis extract that has become the latest craze, even as doctors urge caution.
We are rapidly getting behind the curve in terms of what is happening in the real world and what patients are utilizing.
Over 100 speakers took the podium, from doctors to manufacturers to researchers, where one thing was for certain. There is lots of confusion. First, there are the laws. The federal government says hemp-derived CBD is legal, though it can't be added to food or dietary supplements. But state laws are an often conflicting patchwork. And then there are the many unproven claims that CBD can relieve anxiety.
You know when they say it's a regulatory patchwork? What they're saying is we need to centralize control of this. And we saw this with GMOs. We saw Monsanto and other corporations losing in local elections when the farmers understood how dangerous GMOs and glyphosates were. They said, no, we're not doing it. Even though they spent $8 million in one Hawaiian county, it didn't matter. They overruled the big corporations. So they said, well, we've got a patchwork of regulations, so we need to pull this into Washington. They call that the Dark Act. We called it the Dark Act. Because they're going to say, we're going to sweep aside any state regulation of this. We're going to let the big corporations do whatever. It's very easy for the big corporations. They can't buy your votes as easily as they can the votes of the FDA commissioners. That's why they're doing this. Go ahead and play the rest of this report here.
CBD worked and was an absolute miracle.
And helped conditions like Alzheimer's and autism.
He's more relaxed. We see more attempts at communication. We get better eye contact.
There's only one CBD drug approved to treat epilepsy in children. The industry, which may be worth $20 billion by 2022, is described as the wild, wild west. The FDA has a lot to do. Today was only the beginning.
Hold it right there.
So, Stephanie, how...
You hear that? It's described as the wild, wild west. Folks, I like the wild, wild west. I like freedom. Don't fence me in. FDA's got a lot to do to stop this wild, wild west. Nobody is being hurt. As a matter of fact, the whole thing about the wild, wild west was an invention of Hollywood. You want to go back and take a look at that. Take a look at the excellent book. What was it called? Gunfighters, Posses or something. I can't. Highwaymen, something like that. I can't remember the book, but I remember what it said. It was very, very, very rare that anybody used their guns. Why? Because everybody had guns. If you pull out a gun and start shooting, everybody's going to be shooting back at you. And so, yeah, you did have occasional shootouts in the street, but they were conducted with the individuals who were concerned with that. And for the most part, you didn't have drive-by shootings. You didn't have innocent people being victimized because everybody was carrying a gun. They could defend themselves. As Colonel Arthur Fremantle of the Coldstream Guard said when he visited 3 months in the southern states during the Civil War, he said, everybody in the South is armed. It's the most polite society I've ever been in. Robert Heinlein condensed that and said an armed society is a polite society. That was the wild, wild west. It wasn't so wild as it was free and polite. Folks, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. Don't forget to take a look at the products that we have on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. We have all of our Force products on 50% off. We have Brain Force Plus, DNA Force Plus, Turbo Force, Ultimate Female Force Plus, all 50% off. Don't forget, we have an exclusive special for listeners of this program. Just use the code DAVID to get an extra 20% off of Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver product. And don't forget to subscribe to Libertarian on YouTube and Twitter.
Recent studies and reports have shown that pipes and plumbing are getting clogged and backed up with human waste and debris. This is from people flushing things that aren't meant to be flushed, like baby wipes and feminine products and safe sex products. And so this is resulting in pipes being backed up and clogged. Well, just like plumbing gets clogged and just like pipes get clogged, the human body gets clogged just like that. And you may be experiencing backup too. So if you want some relief, some explosive relief, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Oxy Powder. But let me warn you, this stuff is no joke. If you're experiencing some cloggage, some backup of your own, Oxy Powder from InfoWarsStore.com will clear it out. Guaranteed. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. Take care of your clogged plumbing with Oxy Powder.
It's time. It's time to start your summer with real power. The power that God gave us through Mother Nature. We're dropping prices by 50% on all of our best-selling Force supplements to help you reach your peak strength. And the purchase of these products will help the InfoWar go to the next level as Trump and others prepare to move against big tech censorship. Ladies and gentlemen, all of the Force products are on massive 50% off. Total Super Force special sale includes
50% off DNA Force Plus.
DNA Force Plus.
Rain Force Plus.
Rain Force Plus.
Turbo Force.
Turbo Force.
Ultimate Female Force.
Ultimate Female Force.
And 33% off the new best-selling Space Force America is Back designer t-shirt. All of this is available at InfoWarsStore.com. And there's also a sticker bomb to help fight censorship as well. Stickers are all being sold at cost.
You'll find these amazing specials at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, as we look at remedies that are there to protect us, it's interesting occasionally to see how NPR covers things. This is talking about glyphosate. I've told the story several times about how in the early 80s, NPR did a story about glyphosate. And they said, look at this, all these people are using this. These farmers out west, in the Midwest, are getting this particular type of lymphoma. I think it's non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which is what it causes. And as they were talking about that, I said, I picked up on that because my dog had been exposed to chemical lawn treatment that the neighbors were doing, lived in a suburbs at the time. And it just come down with that same fairly rare cancer. I thought, And here we are, 30-some-odd years later. The EPA has never done anything to protect the American people. But because we have a jury system for that, we don't have that kind of protection when it comes to vaccines. But for that, we've had now juries coming in doing what, going where the EPA fears to tread. These people are going to protect us. And so many times we have the government that NPR cheerleads for all the time. They have to occasionally mention that they don't have it right. And here's an example of this from last year. Facial recognition software wrongly identifies 28 lawmakers as crime suspects. This was last July they put this up. Now, I've talked about this before, but it's always good to go back there. They do these occasionally. Mea culpas, the government does, NPR, the left. They're there to protect us, of course, right? Except that they put the, as a test, they put the pictures of various congressmen, congresswomen up there and then identified them as crime suspects. But of course we know they couldn't be crime suspects because they're congresspeople. And anybody who is part of the political establishment, we immediately know they can't commit crime, unless they're Trump, unless they're Trump. I'm surprised they didn't identify, put Trump in each and every one of these so that the facial recognition could flag him, give the Democrats and NPR another reason to impeach him, they pretend, right? But of course, you know, we look at this and I'm not necessarily sure that it misidentified people, like Congressman Lewis. John Lewis out of Georgia, he came up in the in the match for the Amazon facial recognition software. Maybe it's onto something. I don't know. I mean, but of course, it has to be ruled out because, you know, he is absolutely incapable of committing a crime. He's too big to commit a crime, right? And when we look at this, you know, the people who we want to pretend that these guys are not criminals, when we got Comey, who was on the board of directors of HSBC, who gave the Sinaloa drug cartel, El Chapo's drug cartel, their own money laundering cash window. And he goes right from there, where they've been, you know, convicted by the Justice Department twice, never really given any serious punishment. Twice. And so Comey goes from the board of directors of that bank, HSBC, to the FBI. And now we have Mark Meadows. Play the clip of Mark Meadows. The FBI knew within 60 days that the Russia probe was built on a foundation of sand. That's video clip three.
Sean, but I think here's the problem is within 60 days of them opening the investigation, prior to Bob Mueller coming on, the FBI and DOJ knew that Christopher Steele was not credible. The dossier was not true. And George Papadopoulos was innocent. And so when you look at that foundation, it's all built on a foundation of sand, and that's going to start to show up very soon.
Yeah, who knew that the FBI could do stuff like this? Maybe the FBI needs to run through its leadership into the facial recognition, see if they come up with any crimes like this. Because we know that it's not just Comey, but it was Mueller who was involved in some very shady stuff with Whitey Bulger. Oh, so was the Biden family as well. That mobster Whitey Bulger who was just offed in prison. They transferred him to this prison. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
So the InfoWars model is a self-fulfilling, self-supporting structure that is promoting free press and free speech by people getting together and supporting one another and sustaining one another. It is the only independent press of this size and scale, of this public reach. It is the one model that says, here's a way to have a self-supporting, self-sustaining, self-structured, little d democratic structure that because the audience determines what content goes up, the audience determines what audience is ultimately reached by their choices in supporting InfoWars. And it's all because the audience spends their whatever it is, whether it's $5 or $50 a month on products that they like and that they want that actually compete with the corporate-driven model. And the ability to do that and at the same time support press, support speech, support letting the audience choose what news they want to see and what views they want to hold. And it's the ultimate American democratic expression and experiment. And it is the celebration of free press and free speech with free markets.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, we hear all this talk about, oh, well, you know, the CBD is just catching fire and all these people are using it and we've got to vet the claims. It's like, no, you don't. It's not harmful. We can determine that. As a matter of fact, that's what Japan has done. And that's why they have been able to allow multiple new treatments with stem cells. They have a law where they said, you're going to have to prove to us that this is, run some tests and show that this is not harmful, whatever it is that you want to do. And then as long as we understand that it's doing no harm, then we will let you sell this for 7 years. And you can then make a case as to whether or not it's effective. And if it's not effective, then we're going to stop you from selling it after 7 years. If you can't make a case that it's effective. First, you make a case that it's going to do no harm. And then you got 7 years to make a case that it is effective. Does that seem reasonable? But we're not going to do that in the United States. No. We're not going to do that at all. So they said, well, we've got a wild west here with CBD. Well, guess what? FDA, DEA. The rest of you, Americans have been doing their own experimentation for far longer than 7 years. You've had your war on drugs for nearly 50 years, and people have been using marijuana medically. They've been using CBD medically, and they're convinced that it works. We certainly know that it doesn't do any harm, and it's a plant. And yes, it is the Wild West, because the Wild West was about freedom, and you can't handle that, can you? Well, you better pay attention because, you know, we may wind up having a grassroots rebellion starting out west. I saw this article over the weekend. These tortoise-killing ravens are so smart that scientists must use drones to stop them. So now we're back to the desert tortoise. Do you remember the desert tortoise and how that was the justification to run the last farmer off of his ranch who'd been there before Nevada was a state? Way before the Bureau of Land Management, which isn't concerned anymore about managing the land. It's just concerned about running farmers off. And they had run off. They had more than 50 farmers in that area. Clive and Bundy's family was the last family there. And they were going to run him off. And they were using the desert tortoise as an excuse to do that. And so when they talk about how bad these things are, here's a story from the LA Times, came out over the weekend. It said in one instance, researchers counted 250 juvenile tortoise carcasses under a single nest over a four-year period, according to federal wildlife officials. This is horrible. Over a four-year period, 250 juvenile tortoise carcasses under this one nest. And so we look at this, and if you remember, the Bundy Ranch standoff, where they were saying, well, you know, these people and their cows are killing the desert tortoise, and as Clive and Bundy said, no, you know, when there were 50 ranches out here, there were a lot more tortoises than there are now. And they actually had something of a symbiotic relation there with the cattle, a relationship with the cattle. They could actually get moisture from the excrement of the cows. And of course, the ranchers there, because that they had property rights, they didn't own the land, but they owned the watering rights. They owned the grazing rights, and those are just as important, the mining rights and so forth. Those are rights that are just as tangible as your home, the title to your home. And so if you're not going to support property rights for ranchers and farmers and miners and loggers, then you're not going to have any property rights either. And they'd had these property rights for a very long time. And so to make those property rights more valuable, just like you might build an addition onto your home or dress it up to make it better, they put water features out there. All of that stuff helped the desert tortoise. But then they started to run this off because they wanted to take the land and then turn it over to large multinational corporations to build giant pits and extract minerals and so forth out there. We've seen this happen. Saw it happen in Arizona with John McCain. Taking an area that was the Tonto Reserve out there that was a place that had historical and cultural significance for the Indians. It was a recreational area. Turned it over to a foreign mining corporation. They're going to strip mine that, create a crater so large you can see it from space. Oh, yeah, they're protecting the environment, of course. And so we were told, oh, yeah, we got to protect the environment. We've got to protect these desert tortoises. And even though the preceding year, you had the Washington Post and others talking about how the federal funds were running out of the Desert Tortoise Conservation Center. Remember when Washington Post talked about that about a year, not quite a year, before they came after the Bundys? They said federal funds are running out at the Tortoise Conservation Center. Officials plan to close the site and to euthanize hundreds of tortoises that they've been caring for since the animals were added to the endangered species list in the 1990s. So you're concerned about 250 tortoise carcasses that you find over a four-year period under this one nest, and yet the BLM, the protectors, they are euthanizing the tortoises under their care. And we reported that. Don Salazar's article from April of 2009, as they were coming after the Bundys, using that as an excuse. They said, for several months now, the BLM has been euthanizing the tortoises in droves, even though they're using helicopters, not drones, to round up the Bundys' cattle, to steal their cattle. They were killing the tortoises under their care. They created this back in 1991. Their operating budget was $1 million. And they said, according to the tortoise recovery coordinator, he estimated that 50 to 60% of the facility's 1,400 tortoises were going to be euthanized. So, you know, you're talking about more than 700 that they killed on their own. So, yeah, the Wild Wild West. And, of course, one of the things that everybody's worried about with the Wild Wild West, again, as I said, was guns. Bill Maher is talking about how liberals should learn more about guns before they try to ban them altogether. Here's a clip of Bill Maher. Let's do video clip number two.
I'm getting the one that they think you are trying to take away, guns. That's about even. 40%.
We're trying to take away dead people.
No, I understand. I understand. Okay.
Yeah, except that guns are also used to defend life. And in your statistics,
I'm just
you
telling
always
you, as a winner issue, 40% trust Democrats, 41% trust Republicans on gun policy. It's a distinction a lot of people don't see. Trump was asked the other day
Democrats
by Piers Morgan when he was in London about guns. Piers Morgan is a terrible ass-kisser for Trump, but he actually challenged him on this. He's anti-gun, and he said, you know, why do people need guns? And Trump said, a lot of them use it for entertainment. They go out and shoot, and Piers Morgan went, you find that entertaining? I don't either. I don't like guns.
Yeah, that's not what the Second Amendment's
like
about.
Them.
It's not about sporting.
For an emergency, like an antibiotic, don't like them. I don't polish my amoxicillin. I just have it. Okay. But some people do. Lots of people do. Right. And their view is, yes, there is a violence problem with guns, but not me. And you're going after me. And I'm just saying, some of the solutions, all of the solutions, I don't know if it would solve the gun problem. And to die on this hill and lose an election, because we've lost elections before. Or on this and issue, which is not a winning issue for Democrats. Just keep that in mind.
But what is the option? Not to make it a central part of the campaign?
No, but just, first of all, the liberals should learn more about guns. But, I don't know much about guns, because again, I don't care, I don't like them, but I hear this from gun people.
They're fun.
Need to learn more about history.
I don't find them fun, but they do find them fun. But Cory Booker was on with Jake Tapper, and Jake Tapper asked him a couple of times, what in your plan would have stopped the massacre that we had last week at Virginia Beach? And Cory Booker took a very long time to not be able to answer
that question. But can I just say this?
It would not, because it was...
Journalists have to stop asking that horrible question. That is a horrible question.
Because what we're doing is picking out one incident out of
30,000 deaths per year and saying, how could you solve this one thing? That is not the objective of gun control. The objective of gun control is to reduce capacity to kill people who should not be killed.
Yes.
And once you
reframe it that way. Let's hold it right there. President Trump says, a lot of people like them. They think they're fun or whatever. It's not about recreation. It's not about sports. And it's not even about simply defending your life. It is also about understanding that you may need to defend yourself against the government. And when he talks about this, understand the logical fallacy here? Oh, well, let's not explain how these gun control laws would have helped in this instance. They didn't want to do that with any of them. That's how they just wave their hands and say, somehow we'll all be safe, even though I can't tell you exactly how. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's never been easy to figure out the essentials of a new supplement routine. That's why we created the 8-Pack Power Stack, your go-to option for the building blocks of a successful approach to supplementation. This one-stop shop for those looking to simplify or adjust their routine is perfect for new and old info warriors alike. With the 8-Pack Power Stack, there's no trial and error, messy bottles laying across the counter, or 20-minute morning habits. Just take the Wake Up and Work or Rest and Recover packs each day for quick, easy-to-use, and conveniently accessible formulas to help you reach your peak without the deep supplement knowledge, stacks of bottles, and complicated routine. Featuring 8 different formulas for a total take on your health and wellness, you can find what you like and get even more powerful versions in the store. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and check out 8-Pack Power Stack today and jumpstart your supplement routine.
What you have witnessed is the biggest development in free speech in the Western world's history. This is a digital, AI-enforced gag order not to say the name Alex Jones or InfoWars.com. This is Nazi Germany level. This is racketeering. This is cartels. Mr. President, we need your help. We need it now. You can take on big tech. They saw InfoWars as a dominant, independent, anti-war, pro-human, pro-sovereign, pro-family, populist organization. So they thought, first they come for Alex Jones. Then when people say, okay, take him off the air, everyone else like dominoes would fall. The way to fight back is to support InfoWars now more than ever and make it a standard of freedom and free speech. Understand that they believe they can take us down, they'll take everybody else down. The globalists are hyper-competitive, scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality methylcobalamin and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over the counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
We have a new super special. It's on everything with force in its name. The new, already best-selling, Space Force, America's Back, awesome shirt that I love and everybody else is loving. It's going to be a hit shirt now. Hope you get it. Sports broadcast, spreads the word. It's a great conversation piece. It's 33% off because we sold the t-shirt at 50% off. That'd be a cost. All the other Force products, it's all 50% off. DNA Force Plus, that is such a huge deal. That is the best CoQ10 PQQ system. Just unbelievable what it does, folks. 50% off. Nobody gets close to that price. Brain Force Plus, amazing. Turbo Force, which is just 10-hour energy, clean, healthy, focused, amazing. Ultimate Female Force is incredible as well. It's 33% off, so we're about to sell out of that. All of the Force products, it's got Force in the name. It's 50 to 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I said earlier in the broadcast, I'm losing interest in trying to reform Washington from within Washington. I think what we have to understand is how the government at all levels is attacking us and our families. And we've got to do something at the local level to stop that. Even President Trump is too busy defending himself to get anything done to defend you. You're going to have to do this at the local level. And it's hard for us as a program that's carried internationally to focus in detail on this. But understand these problems that we're seeing, and we've got Cynthia Absug joining us now. A great article by Megan Fox on PJ Media came out a couple of days ago. Child Welfare Service in Colorado stole my disabled son. So we're going to be talking to the mother who has not seen her son, her gravely ill son, in 24 days. She doesn't know who has him, what's being done to him, what medical procedures are being done without her consent. And this is not the first time the government has harmed one of her children. The child welfare system has harmed one of her children. We need to understand how broad this problem is, just like the medical tyranny that we're seeing. And we need to start taking measures to protect ourselves at the state level. We have the constitutional authority to do that. We just need to have the people with a backbone, the spine to do it. And you need to be as upset about this as the million people in Hong Kong who took to the streets to defend their freedoms this last weekend. Not happening here in the United States. And if you understand how this is happening, when this happens to you or somebody you know in your local area, I cover these stories because you need to know you are not alone. This is happening in each and every one of the states. It is a massive bureaucracy that is being driven by the federal government and its funding, and nothing is being done to stop it. They're not even talking about the problem for the most part. So joining us now is Cynthia Absug, a mother of four. And as Megan Fox pointed out, she's been struggling with medical needs of her son since he was a baby. Thank you for joining us, Cynthia.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me.
I want to talk about what's going on with your son, and that is the case that's here right now. But let's first roll back, just as Megan Fox does, and talk a little bit about what happened to your daughter, a toddler, who, in the name of protecting her, or maybe to reunify families, because I've talked to other people, they talk about these reunification camps where they will take children from one parent and put them with an abusive parent, and that's what happened in your particular case, isn't it?
Well, yeah, they didn't put her into full custody with him, but there was not a thorough investigation done. And she went back into the hands of an abuser for 8 years until I fought to get a no contact order, within the court system. So it took about 8 years to get that done.
Wow. And she was complaining. She had given signs that people who were doctors and people who saw, they were very clear signs that she was being sexually abused. She gave them that information. Still, they didn't do anything to protect her.
Yeah, she was young. They were saying she was too young. There wasn't enough evidence. I was making it up. That's kind of the twist that they put on it, that I was the one that was making it up. And So they put her back into unsupervised visitation for 8 years with him. Mm. And now that she's almost 16, she's diagnosed with PTSD with flashbacks and memories and, you know, the whole atypical signs that you see of a child who's been the victim of sexual abuse, physical abuse, or emotional abuse.
It was so severe, writes Megan Fox, that the court ordered them into the state's address confidentiality program. So basically they kept you hidden from your ex-husband.
Yeah, we weren't married, but yes, we did. The state finally, once my daughter started receiving the help and we had the no contact order, they ordered us into a private secure address away from him so that he could not have our whereabouts. That's correct. Yep.
So that was a horrific experience and a continuing PTSD for your daughter to have to cope with because they did not do the job that they should have done to vet what's going on. They left her in a situation where she was continually abused. But now let's talk about what's going on with your youngest son that you haven't seen now for, I guess it's 24 days. Tell us about his medical.
Today. Yeah,
25 today.
Yep.
Wow. Tell us about his medical condition, which manifested when he was just an infant of a few months.
My son has a rare condition that they still really haven't pinpointed. They're thinking it's a genetic condition, and the symptoms for him are uncontrolled seizures, muscle weakness, ataxia. He does have joint laxity, which they're working him up for a connective tissue disorder. He has an intellectual and a developmental both disability due to the seizures and a few other, you know, not to go into the whole medical history of it, but a few other symptoms, you know, swallowing yes. issues, things like that.
But you had him seeing specialists, you had him seeing physicians, and all this, of course, just like your daughter, that all took place in Florida. But you had him under the care of physicians in Florida. And in spite of that, because of allegations from your ex, they accused you of Munchausen by proxy. In other words, you're just imagining these symptoms, right?
Well, I found that out just within the last couple of weeks, or about 25 days ago when I saw the petition. I had no idea that had existed. There was an array of allegations that came up. Actually, that's not true. There was an array of allegations that came up when my daughter was being suspected, when the pediatrician who Broward County never called back, they never even interviewed her pediatrician that made the call. Whenever he had called that in is when her father started with the calls, quote, anonymously to the social services. So that's kind of what prompted that. And then the social services or the child protective services in Florida, after I don't know how many calls, finally stopped taking his calls seriously because it was just an array of interviews on the kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they could have figured this out if they would have given you due process. In other words, part of due process is being confronted with your charges. But instead, we have this star chamber process that CPS runs through in all these different areas. It doesn't matter what state, what jurisdiction, they all operate the same way. You're not even allowed to know what the accusations against you are. So you're not allowed to say, well, no, clearly that's not the case. And here's the evidence. You can't defend yourself if you don't even know what the charges are.
Right. So moving forward to this case, my best speculation or my best guess would be when my son's pediatrician, as you can read in the article, transferred him out here to a different specialist who's a world, you know, renowned specialist in this area. She was going to work him up to get to the bottom of his seizure diagnosis and what these symptoms were causing. And, we relocated per the doctor's orders out to Colorado.
All right, hold it right there. We got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Cynthia Abzug. Again, the horrific experiences that she's had with CPS in multiple states. You need to understand there is no due process. You need to understand they're going to secretly charge you. You won't even know what you're accused of, but they will take your kids. We'll be right back.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Okay, it's true. I stayed up late last night, so I had half a Turbo Force this morning. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. Five different types of caffeine doesn't have to crash. Five different types of caffeine, that's Turbo Force. Five different types of caffeine doesn't have to crash. Five different types of caffeine, that's Turbo Force. Can't derive 500 milligrams. Slow burn. The very best. I want a long burn. Can't derive 500 milligrams. Slow burn. The very best. That's Turbo Force. I tell you what, I'm feeling a lot of energy. My brain's sure working good right now. And get the fish oil.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
So the InfoWars model is a self-fulfilling, self-supporting structure that is promoting free press and free speech by people getting together and supporting one another and sustaining one another. It is the only independent press of this size and scale, of this public reach. It is the one model that says, here's a way to have a self-supporting, self-sustaining, self-structured, little d democratic structure that because the audience determines what content goes up, the audience determines what audience is ultimately reached by their choices in supporting InfoWars. And it's all because the audience spends their whatever it is, whether it's $5 or $50 a month on products that they like and that they want that actually compete with the corporate-driven model. And the ability to do that and at the same time support press, support speech, support letting the audience choose what news they want to see and what views they want to hold. And it's the ultimate American democratic expression and experiment. And it is the celebration of free press and free speech with free markets.
They've not shut down our speech! We're at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants!
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air, it was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watts has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com, because there's a bunch of people out here. I'm talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want. People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. You just go there.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Free speech to free minds. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Cynthia Abzug. She is a mother who has had her disabled son, 7 years old, and he's been sick, suffering with signs of epilepsy and many other very complicated seizures and side effects since he was 7 months old. He's now 7 years old. And for 25 days, she doesn't know where he is. He's been taken by CPS. And she has a GoFundMe. We're talking about her story, folks, because this could be your story. This could happen to anybody. If we don't have the rule of law, if we don't have due process for parents, these family courts in any of these jurisdictions, in any of these states, could do the same thing to you or to other members of your family. If you want to help her, she has a GoFundMe. It's GoFundMe.com. Bring dash Michael dash home dash to dash his dash family. So dashes between all these different words. Bring Michael home to his family. Just put dashes instead of spaces for that. That's a GoFundMe site to help her in this legal battle. She's a single mom. As I pointed out earlier, it was her estranged partner that CPS services in Florida allowed her estranged partner to abuse her toddler daughter for many years. And finally, they realized their mistake, and then they put a protective order in and anonymized where they were. But we've seen this over and over again, a situation where they then looked at her son, brought up false charges about him in the Florida jurisdiction. She didn't know how to defend herself. She didn't know what they were complaining about because they wouldn't tell her what the charges were. And then when she found out that they were saying, well, we don't think he's really sick. We think that you're doing Munchausen by proxy. And if she had known, she could say, well, here's the doctor. He's been under doctor's care for quite a long time. So then they pulled that back. They realized, and this is a case we've seen over and over again, where you have an estranged spouse or partner. They start filing nuisance complaints to get even, or it could be in-laws, or it could be neighbors. They start filing these complaints. You don't know what the charges are. You're not allowed to know. You don't have due process. You're not given the charges or allowed to defend yourself. And then maybe you work this all out in one jurisdiction, and finally CPS realizes these are just nuisance complaints about somebody who's trying to punish you. And then you move to another jurisdiction, and it starts all over again. And then maybe you get a different agent there who just arbitrarily says, well, we're going to come after you there. And that's exactly what happened to Cynthia Abzug. She was under the treatment of a doctor in Florida. He says, I don't really know what the problem is. He's very sick, but I've got somebody who is a specialist, but they're in Colorado. And so, Cynthia, you picked up and moved to Colorado to treat your son, right? Hello? Cynthia?
Yes. Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. So tell us, you picked up, you know, you're a good mother. You drop everything in Florida. You move your whole family to Colorado to try to take care of your son. What happened? You put him in school there. What happened in school?
So I moved to Colorado, left a good paying job, came to Colorado, enrolled my son into kindergarten, and here they had half days. He had a couple of aides in school and a teacher, so there was plenty of support there. And moving forward into first grade, his kindergarten teacher told me that he was going to need to have a paraprofessional, which if you don't know what that is, it's somebody who stays with him to make sure he can, you know, he can't open things with his hands and make sure he can, you know, get his coat on and use the restroom safely without a seizure. And and then when I went to what's called an IEP meeting to get that service, they told me no way. So Colorado disability law came in and tried to get him his needs met. His doctor at Children's Hospital wrote two letters to the Douglas County school system saying he needs this we're talking about the low-lying fruit of safety, not even education at this point, just to get him in the door. And they would not comply with giving him somebody to help him, you know, to be near him so he could get his right to a free public education. So
was that a money thing? Did it want to allocate somebody there for financial reasons, you believe? Or?
Well, you know, off the record, the principal said to me, I'm not spending the money on that.
Mm-hmm.
So is it a money thing? I can't confirm that. They said, so then they backpedaled and said, we don't think he's really sick. And that's kind of how this started up. So then in order to remain in compliance with his specialist, which is why I moved out here's orders, I'm not a teacher. My background is marketing and finance. So I decided to, after talking to his treatment team, to homeschool him. So after a couple months of homeschooling him, this Department of Human Services and the CPS shows up at my door saying that, a possible misrepresentation of his illness, and they want to interview my children. And I said, okay, I wasn't really clear on what was going on. I just really didn't think much anything about it because he's sick, talked to the doctors. I really want to point out that this young caseworker interviewed his head doctor at Children's, and in this petition that I was not able to read until I received it halfway through the hearing.
Wow.
I wasn't served a subpoena. I was lured into the courtroom under the guise of telling me, well, that I was first lured in by them letting me know that they were going to help me by giving me an appointment maker and a medical, somebody to help navigate the medical appointment. But I thought, well, that sounds good, as any mom would, mm-hmm. or parent, or mm-hmm. dad. And they said, well, we'd like to help you, coordinate the medical appointment. And the night before I was going into this meeting, an inside source from that department called me almost at 10 o'clock at night and said, we don't have that service. Don't sign anything. And I thought, wow, this sounds a little kooky and unhinged. I don't know who this person is. And I thought, okay. And he said, if you sign that, you're basically making a confession to whatever their allegations are, because you're making a passive confession by saying, if you need their services, you agree to their allegations.
So this is kind of an anonymous whistleblower telling you how they're trying to deceive you and get
correct.
You to sign away. Yeah. Yep. Wow. That's amazing.
Yep. So that was really a saving grace for me. So I went into the meeting and did not sign the paper and said, I have to go. And I kept asking them to put in writing, that they were going to give me an appointment maker, and they wouldn't. So at that point I said, let me take this home. And then at that point things got a little bit ugly, because then they wanted to interview my children again. And to mention, they had contacted my daughter's abuser and given him our location, which is a violation of the confidentiality program, behind my back.
Wow.
And there was, I don't know how many violations there were, but we could talk probably for 2 hours about it. But then when I refused their services, the doctor at the hospital told me her input did not matter, that they were going to take him regardless. And that was very telling to me, because she had been working with him trying, diligently to find an underlying reason for his seizures. And when she was told by this department her input didn't matter, and when her input was changed into this petition, twisted and changed into a different wording, that was very telling too. So she's concerned too as to his whereabouts and what they're doing. And
I'm sure she's seen this type of thing from these people before. Because this is in different jurisdictions, we've seen the same type of thing. Secret charges, deception, lying to people, trying to trick you into signing away, your parental rights, or an admission of guilt or something about some charge that you don't even know exists.
Correct. I've been getting a lot of calls in this short little bit of time from different families around the nation. I haven't found a family yet that hasn't signed up for the services. And unfortunately for them, I'm very grateful that I had somebody tell me not to sign the paper for the services. But at this point, most of the people do. And then there's billable hours, and there's services that take place. And then as the services go on, at the end of a 12-month period, your child's adopted out. And regardless of whether you do the services or not.
This is such a heartbreaking story, and she needs your help, but we've got to help each other, because this is happening across the country, every state, every jurisdiction. We'll be right back with Cynthia Abzug. Stay with us.
InfoWar, the most banned network in the world.
Tom in Texas, police officer on the border, talks about MS-13 and more. Thanks for calling, Tom.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Just want to thank you for your products. I have the InfoWars decals on the outside of my cell phone case, my truck, sport the shirts, all the equipment. I find it's the best way to get your word out.
God bless you, brother.
And I have 3 or 4 InfoWars bumper stickers in my glove box right now I hand out if I get to talking to somebody, just to help spread that word.
You're our only hope, brother. I'm telling you, you're more important than I am. It's people like you on the ground, as you know, that's boots on the ground.
All of our best sellers, Alpha Power, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, BioTruth Selenium, X-Tube, Rainforest Plus, Supernova Vitality, DNA Force Plus, Super Blue products, toothpaste, fortified with little silver iodine, Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, Real Red Pill Plus. It goes on and on and on. Check it all out and know, funding us will change the world. All of it. We're coming through the storm thanks to you.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Stacy in the great state of Texas, in FEMA Region 6, you're on the air worldwide, Stacy.
Good to talk to you. Before I get into what I want to say, I just want to let you know that I don't normally take vitamins at all. I was turned on to the Ultimate Female Force. I looked at all the ingredients, and they're all organic, root, things like that, that I trust. You know, because I've seen a lot of other vitamins, they don't have things that they say that they have in them. And they're often not things that are natural. So I appreciate that.
Well, what happened with Ultimate Female Force? Tell us about it.
Well, it's really great. You know, it's like a multivitamin. I take it. It tastes good. It doesn't have that nasty aftertaste. It actually has kind of a pleasant aftertaste. And, you know, it just gives me energy and fuels me throughout the day. So I really like it.
Well, just so you know, we look at whatever the best herbs are. They're known to turbocharge women. And then we get the organic ones and put it in it. So, yeah, stamina, libido, energy, these are amazing things in Ultimate Female Force. So I'm glad you plugged it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, folks. We're going to finish up our interview with Cynthia Abzo. It's horrifying what is being done to her children. But I'm telling you, it is not unique. I'm afraid it's not unique. It is happening in every jurisdiction, every state across this country. The same type of thing can happen to you or to your family. And we need to do something about this. Before we go back to her real quickly, however, this is what supports this program and everything that we do. The products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm just going to tell you real briefly, we've got several specials there. We've got 50% off all of the Force products, Brain Force, DNA Force, Turbo Force, Ultimate Female Force, 50% off for limited time. We have a special for the listeners of this audience. You can get 20% off our Silver Bullet product. That's our colloidal silver. You can save 20% off. Just use the code David to save that money. And, of course, if you follow us on Twitter or on YouTube under Libertarian, that's the handle at both Twitter and YouTube, you'll find the archives of all the programs. You'll find the interviews like the one that we're doing with Cynthia Abzug right now. Make sure you pass these along and share them with people because we've cut out the interviews, cut out special topics and so forth, and they have the full show archive there. But it's very important that you pass this along because we are all in this together. Let's go back to Cynthia right now. Cynthia, we were just talking about the fact that they put these charges together. They don't even tell you what they are. They bring you in. They want you to sign this. They call you uncooperative because you won't sign something that you don't know anything about. And then they removed your son from the home within 30 minutes of this kangaroo court, didn't they?
Yeah, to touch on the due process that wasn't, you know, that there was none, is that I didn't, in order to remove my son, from what I understand, I would have had to have some kind of a court notice. I received an email to show up at court stating that I was going to go there to deny the services, officially deny the services. So I arrive in a courtroom and nobody's in there. There's no it's not on the docket. It was a secret hearing.
And
I go in there and a friend came with me, and I enter into the courtroom, and then about, you know, I want to say 6 to 8 people from the department show up, and I still don't have a copy of the petition, still haven't been served. And I'm in a courtroom, and then they want me to sign a paper that says I've read and agreed to the petition and all its consequences, and I denied to sign it. So then the hearing starts. I still have no copy of the petition. They want me to fill out a paper to see if I can apply for court-appointed counsel. Well, I was over the income, and the magistrate decides that she's going to go ahead and give me the court-appointed counsel anyway. And I think you have to have the court-appointed counsel to be able to remove the child. So I think that's probably why that was done. So I have this court-appointed attorney sitting next to me, and the hearing starts. I haven't read the petition, and the magistrate asked me why I didn't sign it. And I said, well, I haven't even read it. So at this point, I don't even know why I'm there. And then the department explains to the magistrate that I've been completely uncooperative, and starts reading off these erroneous charges of just made up charges. And then the magistrate says, okay, we're going to order the son to go into the department's custody. They drive straight to my house. He's sitting there playing Jenga with his sister, and they just take him out of the house.
And this is like straight out of Kafka's The Trial. I mean, this is Kafkaesque. You know, you go there, you don't see anything. You're not presented with any charges, and they just take your son.
Correct.
And I've seen this many times.
Yep. I read the petition. Sorry to interrupt you. I read the petition when I got home, and I did receive a paper that was a handwritten note that told me to go take a drug test the next day. And so I did. I probably didn't even.
Oh, and this is really key. Yeah, go over this, because this is where they falsified this drug test. Tell everybody what happened with the drug test.
So they ordered me to, this was on a Friday that they took him. They did not take his stroller, his wheelchair, his leg braces. They didn't take any of his medical equipment. He was in the process of weaning off one of his medications between me and his doctor. The girl handwrote something on a paper for me to go to this address and do a drug test. So I cooperated and did that and went to the place the next day. I'm not a drug user. I go take the drug test the next day, and I ask the clerk at the drug place, some offender's drug facility, some drug lab, and I said to her, I'm going to need a copy of it. And she says, oh, no, no. The only person getting a copy of it is the caseworker, which is the one who had falsified the petition. So I said, this isn't going to work. So I said, well, I'd like to do my own. She said, oh, no, you can't do your own here. So I went over to another lab on Monday, because everything was closed on Sunday. And I had the girl at that lab. I said, well, write down everything you're doing so I can get an identical test. So I went down Monday and got my own test, and got the results within a few days, and everything was negative. Well, they didn't know that. And so since I had my own drug panel, everything was negative. Within a few days, or maybe a week, I received an email from the department stating that my drug test had came back positive for marijuana. And I thought, well, that's interesting. So I sent them a copy of my drug test, same lab. They sent it to Omega Lab, same lab. And theirs was positive and mine was negative. So, you know, it was just a clear railroading of let's find anything we can to try to keep her son. And then I started to find out what money was involved. You know, the money. They get this much. They can't.
Yeah, before we leave the drug test, Megan Fox points out in her article on PJ Media, she points out that there was a viral story that came out of Alabama where you had CPS falsifying drug tests that take kids away. And so here you are, you know, you are suspicious because They won't let you see any of this stuff, and so you get your own drug test, same lab, and yours comes back negative, theirs comes back positive. It looks like it's very similar to that. I'm sorry, go ahead and pick up from there.
Well, I was really leery because the petition was full of lies. And I said, if they're lying about that, what else are they going to lie about? So then I went and had gotten that drug test. And since they've taken him, nobody in my family, nobody has talked to him. They're refusing visits. I have no idea. I don't believe anything they're saying as to where he's at. I don't, he could be over state lines. He could be in another car. I have no idea where my son is. Nobody has spoken to him. Nobody has seen him, and it's day 25.
And you don't know what medical care, if any, he's getting. And your 26-year-old son went on record saying he's the sickest child I've ever seen. He's been that way since he was a baby. And, of course, you had he was under the care of a physician in Florida who told you to take him to a specialist in Colorado. And then all this happened with CPS in Colorado. Are you afraid that they're going to recriminate against you for speaking out?
Yeah. Of course, I'm afraid of retaliation. I didn't have a choice. My court-appointed attorney told me she was too uncomfortable filing anything against the magistrate who took him. And so I had to file a complaint against her just to get her to file anything. This is unbelievable. Still no production of a court record showing his removal.
Nearly a month later.
There's still no transcripts, no record of his removal. He's just gone. So if you would have told me, and I can speak to the general public, I'm not sure of your platform of listeners, I can tell you that I can speak to the general public saying, if you would have told me a month ago that this was possible, I would not have believed it. I would have thought, well, there's more to the story. If they're going to take your child, there's got to be a reason. I am a firm believer that there's not. There does not have to be a reason. And as I look back into the caseworker's question, she was very interested in how much my son was getting in Social Security. His father's deceased. Was he getting survivor's benefits? She wanted to know the money figures of his benefits. She wanted to know all this information. I thought, what does that have to do with her investigation? It was just odd. Those are the things that just struck me as odd. And now he's gone.
There's massive financial incentives as one father who started Stop CPS from Legally Kidnapping Kids point out. It's billions of dollars involved in all of this, in this kind of kidnapping. And again, I want to tell people your GoFundMe, go to GoFundMe.com, put dashes wherever you would have spaces between the words, bring Michael home to his family. As Cynthia pointed out, most people cannot believe that this can happen in America, but I have interviewed parent after parent who have gone through very, very similar circumstances here. They can legally kidnap your kids without any due process whatsoever. And your son has been gone now nearly a month and you can't get any information about his whereabouts. You can't see any of the paperwork. They just disappear.
Correct.
I'm so sorry to hear that. I hope things go well for you. And again, if you want to help her, bring Michael home to his family is the GoFundMe. She does need your help. And folks, we need to understand what the system is doing to families across this country and fix this broken, predatory system. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's never been easy to figure out the essentials of a new supplement routine. That's why we created the 8-Pack Power Stack, your go-to option for the building blocks of a successful approach to supplementation. This one-stop shop for those looking to simplify or adjust their routine is perfect for new and old info warriors alike. With the 8-Pack Power Stack, there's no trial and error, messy bottles laying across the counter, or 20-minute morning habits. Just take the Wake Up and Work or Rest and Recover packs each day for quick, easy-to-use, and conveniently accessible formulas to help you reach your peak without the deep supplement knowledge, stacks of bottles, and complicated routine. Featuring 8 different formulas for a total take on your health and wellness, you can find what you like and get even more powerful versions in the store. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and check out 8-Pack Power Stack today and jumpstart your supplement routine.
Recent studies and reports have shown that pipes and plumbing are getting clogged and backed up with human waste and debris. This is from people flushing things that aren't meant to be flushed, like baby wipes and feminine products and safe sex products. And so this is resulting in pipes being backed up and clogged. Well, just like plumbing gets clogged and just like pipes get clogged, the human body gets clogged just like that. And you may be experiencing backup too. So if you want some relief, some explosive relief, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Oxy Powder. But let me warn you, this stuff is no joke. If you're experiencing some cloggage, some backup of your own, Oxy Powder from InfoWarsStore.com will clear it out. Guaranteed. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. Take care of your clogged plumbing with Oxy Powder.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. This is The David Knight Show.
Boy, that is a horrific case, Cynthia Absug, of what has happened to two of her children, quite frankly. You have CPS. Oh, they got to take the kids right away without any due process because they might be physically or sexually abused, and yet they were the ones who subjected her toddler daughter to sexual abuse from her estranged spouse for 7 years, I think she said, 7 or 8 years. And now she is suffering psychological damage from that. And then they took her very sick son 25 days ago. She can't get any information about that, of course. You know, haul her into court. You can't know what the charges are that they're going to bring against you. Just sign this paper. Just sign this paper. And it's horrific, but it's not, she's not the only case. It would be bad enough if this was the only case, but I keep bringing these people on across the country, different jurisdictions, because you need to know that this is a national problem, but it's only going to be solved locally. Nobody in Congress is doing anything to stop any of this stuff. And of course, most of these agencies are state agencies. But there is a national aspect to this, and there it is a multi-billion dollar business. And just as they don't care about your health care, just as they don't care about your kids, take a look at this story here about New York. It came out the end of the week last week. New York passes a law to outlaw declawing cats. Now, this is the same legislature that just approved abortions all the way up to full term. They're not concerned about babies, but they're concerned about declawing cats. No other state has voted to ban the procedure, which involves amputating a cat's toes back to the first knuckle. So they're going to subject veterinarians to $1,000 fines for performing the operation, but it's okay to kill a full-term baby in New York, but don't you touch the cat's claws. My body, my claws, right? My body, my cells? No, no, no. You don't have any say-so over your stem cells. I'm not going to allow that. And of course, the baby, a full-term baby, is not your body. It's another body that happens to be inside your body. No recognition of that. And no recognition, no concern in New York State or any of these other places about reining in the abuses of CPS, the abuses of family court that doesn't give you any due process. This star chamber process, this Kafkaesque court, not even allowed to know what the charges are. This is the most egregious abuse of individual rights that we have seen since the beginning of the American Republic, because they had seen this type of thing in Europe and they had given us protection under the Fourth Amendment, so forth, to say, you have to have a public trial. You have to have a presentation of what the charges are and so on. The ability to defend yourself, a jury of your peers and so forth. They just sweep all this aside and say, no, this is just a regulatory agency. So you don't have any protection on any of that. And it's bad enough when they take your home, your property, without even charging you with a crime. But when they take your children and they don't even charge you with a crime, how long are we going to continue to put up with this? You know, we look at how they enshrine abortion and how last week you had Bob Iger, the guy who was in charge of Disney. Oh, it's very difficult for us to work in Georgia anymore if they keep this new abortion law enacted. And yet, they don't have a problem working in China, do they? No problem at all there. Even though, you know, they're now noticed that, oh, look, they're putting Muslims in internment camps. They didn't care when it was Christians. Didn't care about that at all. Didn't care when it was Falun Gong. Didn't care when it was just, you know, political dissidents in China. But, oh, they put Muslims in there. Well, we care about that. But not enough to stop doing business there. Not enough. We'll talk more about that when we come back. Stay with us. We're going to talk about the hypocrisy of Disney, of Netflix, and partnering up with China just like the big tech companies. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I was saying, New York State is going to protect the cat's claws. They're not going to protect the babies. Of course, you know, they had the most aggressive. Of course, there's several states that allow full-term abortion, but New York is right there. But they're going to fine veterinarians $1,000 if they declaw any cats. And Disney is going to boycott Georgia, but they don't have a problem in China, even though there's Muslims, the protected class of Muslims. Of course, they didn't care when it was Christians or anybody else in China. But now they're saying, you know, in Georgia, I just think many people who work for us will not want to work there. And we have to pay attention to their wishes in that regard, said Iger, the CEO of Disney. We've got to make their wishes come true. They're the wish machine. I think it's something a little bit more involved than that. I think it's about the money, maybe, because, you know, China is going to surpass America in the box office. There's a rough parity right now. They estimate that in 2019, U.S. box office totals for movies will be about $12 billion. In China, about $11 billion. And I think next year it'll flip, that China will sell more tickets, more box office money in China than in the U.S. So they're going to suck up to China. And they don't really care what they do here in the United States because, you know, most people are still going to go to Disney movies. Most people are going to go to Disney World. They really don't care. I hope you do. I hope you see what's going on here. And I hope you see just how reprehensible their virtue signaling is as they cozy up to China, just like the big tech companies. As this article from Zero Hedge points out, Disney, Warner, NBC Universal are about to release more streaming options here for American consumers. So that'll mean that the U.S. box office numbers will continue to decline. And as the people in China get wealthier and wealthier and the middle class gets more money, they got a little bit of trickle down from the Chinese communist masters who own all the corporations there. The standard of living is getting better somewhat for the Chinese consumers. They're still a lot poorer than Americans, but they can still go to the box office if they make movies that the Chinese communists like. Don't offend them. So we will have to have movies that are tailored to the taste of communist dictator Xi. Don't portray the communists in a negative light, or you're going to lose your biggest box office location. And of course, Netflix, I said, even Netflix with 149 million subscribers worldwide has possibly peaked, as its growth rate has been slowing in recent years thanks to a saturation of the streaming industry. And yet, they don't have any problem with China. Anything that China wants, they will give them. And again, it's gotten a lot worse than it was 30 years ago with Tiananmen Square. And that, a lot of that is due to the fact that you've got Google and the tech companies helping them set up this technocratic oppression. But then, of course, there's Netflix. I just mentioned Netflix. They are saying they're not going to do any more film production in Georgia. And, of course, they shoot Stranger Things and some other films down there in the Georgia area. And yet Netflix is ramping up its production in Egypt, reports Zero Hedge. So while they virtue signal about Georgia, they're shifting production dramatically to Egypt. And, you know, do they not have a problem with Sharia law there? They're bragging about the fact that they're going to create a coming-of-age teen drama with supernatural elements. Of course, they're always going to pull in witchcraft and the occult and sadistic horror film elements wherever they film. You know, even if they're doing something for Muslim audiences, they're going to subject them to that same kind of depravity. And they're bragging about the fact they're going to have a female Arab cast and crew. But, of course, if any of those female cast and crew were to get abortions in Egypt, they would be going to prison. They have a more draconian law there than anything that's been proposed in the United States. Nobody has proposed sending any women to prison for having an abortion. Just the doctors who do it. But, of course, in Egypt, they would send the woman to jail, to prison, for having an abortion. But that's okay, because Netflix is still going to go there. But not to Georgia. And so you got people starting to talk about a boycott of Netflix in both the U.S. and the U.K. There's a petition that circulated by Right to Life U.K., getting people to say that they're not going to sign up for it. Quite frankly, my family doesn't. I'm looking at trying to support, I'll probably wind up supporting PureFlix instead of Netflix. Give them a chance. Whether we like it or not, I want to see more films made like that. And of course, the only way that if you don't like the films or you don't think the production values there, I've seen ads served up for it. They got a lot of people who are very well-known stars in a lot of their films. And if you don't think that it's up to the standards, critical standards of Netflix, and I don't know if they aren't. I haven't seen their films yet, but we're going to give it a try. And even if it isn't, I'll support it. So they can get it up to that standard. Maybe they could get some subsidies from the Georgia state government. How about that? What if we subsidized PureFlix instead of Netflix and Disney? It's just amazing. Disney and these big corporations, and Disney's one of them, you know, they get hundreds of thousands of dollars a year of federal money, at least they did a couple of years ago, for their fireworks displays that they do every night. You know, why are we subsidizing these kinds of wealthy corporations? It's because they have political connections in Congress. As people are talking about this, you know, film companies heavily subsidized in Georgia. Do you realize that they get a 20% tax credit to film in Georgia? And they say, well, I don't think we'll do that anymore. Well, it'd be a good thing, as Forbes points out. It would help Georgia's bottom line, it would help the Georgia taxpayers if they would leave. Go ahead. Make our day. Get out of the state. Stop getting your 20% tax. And we're talking tax credit here, folks, not a tax deduction. This is a dollar for dollar deduction of your taxes. You know, a tax deduction, if you're in a 30% tax bracket, then that tax deduction is only going to save you 30% of whatever that tax. You get a $1,000 tax deduction, and you're a 30% tax bracket, that's only going to save you $300. But if it's a tax credit, it saves you the full $1,000. That's what they're talking about. A 20% tax credit, they only have to spend $500,000 or more on production. And get this, they get another 10% if they plug the Georgia Film Commission by putting the logo on the project's website. And then you've got two Georgia cities, Columbus and Savannah, that give even more incentives of their own. But that's not enough. See, these rich elitists believe that you owe them a living, just like Elon Musk and these other people. Oh, you should pay me even more because I'm going to be creating jobs. You know, like Bezos with Amazon. Give me billions of dollars of subsidies. And many times what they do is they then pull out after they get their subsidies. The state doled out $800 million in tax credits, Georgia did, to movie and TV productions in 2017. That was a tenfold increase from 2009. The first year they put those incentives in place. They've now doled out more than $4 billion in tax credits to Hollywood. Yeah, please leave, is what I would be saying if I was a taxpayer in Georgia. Victor Matheson, an economist at the College of the Holy Cross, writes an email, the irony of the situation is that the filming ban, which I support, will probably actually save the Georgia government more money than the loss of the film revenue will cost them. So this is a guy who says, yeah, he works for the College of the Holy Cross, but he says, yeah, let's ban him because of abortion laws. That's another story. What's happened to the churches, even the Catholic Church, they used to understand abortion. You got a guy who is economist at the College of the Holy Cross and says, well, yeah, I support that ban, but it's actually going to be good for Georgia. And, when we look at what these people are doing, it is absolutely amazing what they get away with. Georgia, of course, they're calling it the Hollywood of the South. I saw one article, they called it Yollywood. $7 billion in economic activity, they said, is what's brought in. But, of course, they're the ones who are calculating that, and the people who are looking at this says, well, that's very suspicious. Meanwhile, it's not just Egypt. It's not just China. Disney, in filming The Last Jedi, went to Croatia and Bolivia. In Croatia, abortion is restricted after 10 weeks. In Bolivia, it's entirely illegal. Yet, Disney's not talking about never filming in Croatia or Bolivia. As a matter of fact, they'll probably do future Star Wars there. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The globalists are hyper-competitive, scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality medical bottleman and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over the counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. What you have witnessed is the biggest development in free speech in the Western world's history. This is a digital, AI-enforced gag order not to say the name Alex Jones or InfoWars.com.
This is Nazi Germany level. This is racketeering. This is cartels. Mr. President, we need your help. We need it now. You can take on Big Tech.
They saw InfoWars as a dominant, independent, anti-war, pro-human, pro-sovereign, pro-family, populist organization. So they thought, first they come for Alex Jones. Then when people say, okay, take him off the air, everyone else like dominoes would fall. The way to fight back is to support InfoWars now more than ever and make it a standard of freedom and free speech. Understand that they believe they can take us down, they'll take everybody else down. It's time. It's time to start your summer with real power. The power that God gave us through Mother Nature. We're dropping prices by 50% on all of our best-selling Force supplements to help you reach your peak strength. And the purchase of these products will help the InfoWar go to the next level as Trump and others prepare to move against big tech censorship. Ladies and gentlemen, all of the Force products are on massive 50% off. Total Super Force special sale includes 50% off DNA Force Plus, DNA Force Plus, Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Plus, Turbo Force, Turbo Force, Ultimate Female Ultimate Force, Female Force, and 33% off the new best-selling Space Force America is Back designer t-shirt. All of this is available at InfoWarsStore.com. And there's also a sticker bomb to help fight censorship as well. Stickers are all being sold at cost. You'll find these amazing specials at InfoWarsStore.com.
They've not shut down our speech! We're at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants!
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watts has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news. Today,
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com, because there's a bunch of people out here. I'm talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. You just go there.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's talk about Hollywood hypocrisy just a little bit more, because, of course, the term hypocrite was originally referred to actors who are pretending to be something that they aren't on stage. And these people have made an art form out of it. As we're talking about Disney and saying, well, we're not going to take our subsidies anymore from Georgia. You know, the 20% tax credit, 10% more if you put their logo on there. And, of course, you can get subsidies in other Georgia cities at the same time. Oh, no, that's not good enough for us. And yet, they continue to film in other places, as we pointed out before. Star Wars, which has now been subsumed into Disney. And understand, folks, this consolidation, we had rampant consolidation of media and film for the last 10 years, to where we now only got less than, it's maybe 3 to 5 studios own everything. Yeah, so Disney now owns Star Wars, and now own Marvel and so forth. And as the control of everything, all these copyrights, fall into the hands of just a few people, they can use that to censor speech, claiming that because you referred to something or you pictured something in a meme as should be protected under fair use, they're going to now use that as a pretense to censor. We saw this last week with Apple. Of course, Apple has had the... We talked about 1984, the fact that they had the 1984 Super Bowl commercial talking about the Macintosh that they were about to reveal, and they had that great commercial that was put together by Ridley Scott, classic. And, of course, that's been available everywhere. People show that all the time. They've never claimed copyright on that. They only paid to air that once, and everybody else continues to air that. It's a great commercial. But when they came out with a $1,000 stand, it's just a piece of metal with an articulated joint in it. A single piece of metal, $1,000, more than their most recent iPhone. When they unveiled that and showed the price, the audience laughed. And as people were passing that clip around from their live streamed conference, they claimed copyright to shut that down. And that just shows where they're headed with all this. When a few people own the copyrights to everything. I mean, Warner, I think, is the one that owns copyright to Happy Birthday. They've shut people down for singing Happy Birthday. You have to pay them copyright royalties if you want to sing Happy Birthday anywhere or post a video anywhere. They're going to use that to control speech. The EU is about to press that through. So when you look at what Disney and Netflix and these other people are doing, trying to control Georgia, a place where they've been given lucrative subsidies, that's not good enough for them. They want to now threaten that they're not going to come there and take your money anymore in Georgia. Yeah. But you look at what they're doing again, filming Star Wars episodes in Croatia and Bolivia. As I said, abortion is restricted until after 10 weeks in Croatia, about the same as you've got in Georgia. That's 8 weeks there. So Croatia is 10 weeks. Oh, they can film in Croatia, but not in Georgia because that would be an offense. In Bolivia, it's entirely illegal, yet no problem for Disney. They are not going to boycott Bolivia. And then, of course, take a look at some of the actresses speaking out. Sophie Turner, who was in the Game of Thrones, where they filmed that in Croatia and in Ireland, which when she was filming there, abortion was completely illegal. But she's now saying that she's not going to do any more projects in Georgia, even though she filmed Game of Thrones in two places where it's prohibited. We've got The Walking Dead. AMC now is threatening to pull The Walking Dead out of Georgia. Yeah, maybe they could rewrite it. Maybe they could have film it in New York, and they could have zombies not eating brains but eating babies. How about that? That satisfy you there? Here's a satire from Babylon Bee. Moloch says that he may rethink presence in Georgia if the anti-abortion bill goes into effect. The satire piece from Babylon Bee says, in further backlash against Georgia's heartbeat bill, which bans abortion after a fatal after a fetal heartbeat is detected, the Canaanite god Moloch says he will reconsider his presence in Georgia if the bill goes into effect. He feels like he's being singled out in this bill, said his spokesman from underneath a dark cloak. Women's health is very important to him, especially the child-consuming part of it. It's unknown how this could affect Georgia's economy if the fire pits into which the children are thrown are extinguished for good. And quite frankly, folks, throughout Carthage, throughout the Canaanite area, they found massive pits of babies who literally were thrown into the fire. They called it passed through the fire. And it's kind of interesting how Moloch would be the idol, the god that they would put their babies on his arms to be burned. That would follow their festivals of free and open sex as part of their worship to the female goddess that went under a variety of different names, Ashtaroth, things like that. So they would have these open festivals, just like Hollywood, you know, encourages you. You know, have free and open sex, and then if there's any consequences with that, then you can get rid of the baby. And of course, when they put the babies on Moloch's arms to be burned, and those festivals, they were doing that for prosperity. They were told, if you sacrifice your child, you get prosperity. Why do they tell people in the Planned Parenthood clinics? Isn't it the same thing? You can't afford to have this kid. We're going to take everything that you would spend on a child, we're going to total that up month by month, year by year, and give you a grand total bill and say, you got that much money right now on you right there? You know, let's say $500,000. You got, can you afford that? They say to a poor mother, can you afford that? No, you can't. You need to sacrifice your child for that prosperity. It's a false choice. But anyway, in this satire piece, Moloch goes on to her spokesperson. Says, think of all the jobs that could be lost. Sorry, that's not a spokesperson. That's Stacey Abrams, the Georgia gubernatorial candidate that still thinks that she should have won. And so does Pete Buttigieg. He thinks she should have won. And I'm sure that all the people at Bilderberg who just invited her to Bilderberg think that she should have won as well. In the satire piece, they have her saying, we need Moloch for a strong and prosperous Georgia. All I ask in return is that we sacrifice children to him, children that we, for the most part, don't even want. The Georgia bill, they said, is expected to be challenged in court. Moloch will join in the brief, along with a child-eating monster, Lamia, and with Planned Parenthood, that other child-eating monster. And I'm sure that if he wins, they'll be able to fund more paranormal, occultic horror films in Georgia, which I'm sure he would love to produce for them. On the other side, Unplanned, which talks about reality, Abby Johnson's story, is effectively banned in Canada because they can't get distribution there. You got three big movie distributors there, Landmark, Cineplex, and Mongrel Media. And they have decided that they're not going to allow that to be shown in their theaters. And, of course, the biggest one is Cineplex. They have 80% of the market there. They don't have to give a reason, just like the social media people who ban any talk of abortion or vaccines or conservative politics. No reason at all. We just own everything and we can ban your speech. And that's what they're doing in Canada. Remember that if you decide to go to a movie, which I don't do anymore, really. But if you remember that, remember Cineplex. They're the ones banning Unplanned in Canada.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
So the InfoWars model is a self-fulfilling, self-supporting structure that is promoting free press and free speech by people getting together and supporting one another and sustaining one another. It is the only independent press of this size and scale, of this public reach. It is the one model that says, here's a way to have a self-supporting, self-sustaining, self-structured, little d democratic structure that because the audience determines what content goes up, the audience determines what audience is ultimately reached by their choices in supporting InfoWars. And it's all because the audience spends their whatever it is, whether it's $5 or $50 a month on products that they like and that they want that actually compete with the corporate-driven model. And the ability to do that and at the same time support press, support speech, support letting the audience choose what news they want to see and what views they want to hold. And it's the ultimate American democratic expression and experiment. And it is the celebration of free press and free speech with free markets.
Time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Banned network in the world.
We have a new super special. It's on everything with force in its name. The new already best-selling Space Force America's Back awesome shirt that I love and everybody else is loving. It's gonna be a hit shirt now. Hope you get it. Sports broadcast spreads the word. It's a great conversation piece. It's 33% off because we sold the t-shirt at 50% off. That'd be a cost. All the other Force products, it's all 50% off. DNA Force Plus, that is such a huge deal. That is the best CoQ10 PQQ system. Just unbelievable what it does, folks. 50% off. Nobody gets close to that price. Brain Force Plus, amazing. Turbo Force, which is just tearing our energy. Clean, healthy, focused, amazing. Ultimate Female Force is incredible as well. It's 33% off, so we're about to sell out of that. All of the Force products, it's got Force in the name. It's 50 to 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Okay, it's true. I stayed up late last night, so I had half the Turbo Force this morning. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. You know, the vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals. That's Turbo Force. Five different types of caffeine. Doesn't have to crash. Five different types of caffeine. That's Turbo Force. Five different types of caffeine. Doesn't have to crash. Five different types of caffeine. That's Turbo Force. Can't derive. 500 milligrams. Slow burn. The very best. I want a long burn. Can't derive. 500 milligrams. Slow burn. The very best. That's Turbo Force. I tell you what, I'm feeling a lot of energy. My brain's sure working good right now. Good right now. Good right, good right, good right now. Pre-workout next level. Turbo Force. Turbo Force. Pre-workout next level. Turbo. It's Turbo Force. And get the fish oil.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Plant the seed in our home, and boys, let it grow where all can see. Feed it with our devotion, boys, call it the Liberty Tree. It's a tall
Liberty.
Tree.
It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We are the sons of Liberty. Save it from the storm.
Welcome back. You know, last week I talked about how as Boston was gearing up for their gay pride parade. And now we are in the middle of LGBT Pride Month. June has now been declared LGBT Pride Month. We had an individual in Boston say, well, we're going to have a super happy, fun America parade. We're going to advocate on behalf of straight Americans. And the mayor of Boston was highly offended by that. He said, no way that's happening. So, and so now they've taken another step. They have got Milo Yiannopoulos named as the Grand Marshal for Boston's Straight Pride Parade. And this is what Milo had to say. He says, I might technically be a sequined and perfectly coiffed friend of Dorothy's, but I've spent my entire career advocating for the rights of America's most brutally repressed identity, straight people. So I know a thing or two about discrimination. He said, this parade is a gift to anyone, male or female, black or white, gay and transgender allies too, who will stand with us and celebrate the wonder and the majesty of God's own heterosexuality. Men, bring your most toxic selves. Women, prepare to burn your briefcases because it's great to be straight and we're not apologizing for it anymore. We're here and we're not queer. Because see, this is a perfect example of how the people who are constantly complaining about tolerance are so intolerant. It's not okay to be white. It's not okay to be straight, and they will come after you if you do that. I mean, they don't want tolerance. They want to bend you down on your knees to worship whatever they think is right. Whatever it is about any issue. It could be politics. It could be sexual orientation. Anything. They're not allowed to tolerate your choices. You must worship and celebrate their choice as well. And so we talk about this virtue signaling that's going on. I think it's a good example of the insurrection that Washington and the Trump administration has against President Trump in general. And that is, as part of the LGBT month, the Trump administration has rejected requests from U.S. embassies to fly the rainbow pride flag at the U.S. embassies. And they had, this is a story from NBC News. They said three American diplomats have told NBC News that they won't let us fly this flag. Isn't that outrageous? And NBC News thinks that's outrageous, that President Trump wouldn't let them fly LGBT flags. And yet the reality is that they're doing it anyway. And they're going beyond that. I mean, this is like, you remember Batman, Commissioner Gordon would go up on the roof and he would send up the bat signal, you know, call Batman. Well, that's basically what these people are doing. They're projecting, in the literal sense, they're projecting rainbow colored LGBT symbols and everything on the embassy buildings in defiance of President Trump. This is an insurrection. This is just one example of how they don't care what President Trump says. Several ambassadors, reports the Daily Caller, several ambassadors and diplomats have decided to ignore the instructions, reported the Washington Post Saturday. As one of them said, proudly, this is Category 1 insurrection. U.S. embassies in Seoul, South Korea, Chennai, India have prominently displayed rainbow flags on the sides of their buildings for Pride Month, according to the report. And then there's the U.S. embassy in India even tweeted out a picture of themselves doing this in defiance of the Trump administration's orders about this, saying, no, you're going to not put that up. They said, no, we're going to put it up. And then they put it up on their social media. The U.S., here's the U.S. embassy in embassy, the U.S. embassy in India, I'm sorry, puts up pictures of them projecting rainbow lights on the embassy, saying the U.S. embassy in New Delhi is lit up in pride colors to celebrate Pride Month, LGBT Pride Month. And they put it up there in defiance, tweeting that out in defiance of the president. The chief diplomat at the U.S. embassy in Santiago, Chile, raised the rainbow flag to celebrate the International Day Against Homophobia, Transphobia, and Biphobia. What is biphobia? They just keep inventing these things. Let's just call it mental illness. Mental pride. But this is the amazing thing is how in your face they are about this. Here's another one. Ambassador Randy Perry, U.S. Ambassador of Nepal. And so they go into Nepal. Is Nepal a center of LGBT activity? Or are they trying to make it that way? Quite frankly, if I was President Trump, I would recall this guy and fire him. But that's just one example of the insurrection against President Trump. Here's another example. Afghanistan. There's an article on Reason magazine. Trump just can't quit Afghanistan. And they talk about this and say, imagine you're a U.S. citizen and you think the U.S. should withdraw out of Afghanistan after nearly 18 years of a pointless war. And then let's say that by some circumstances you become president. Well, that's what we found happened with President Trump. And then in one of your first major post-election interviews, you point out, quote, nothing is going well in Afghanistan. Wouldn't you think those troops would be home 2 years later? No, because just like them virtue signaling in defiance of President Trump and tweeting it out. You remember, President Trump said, oh, we've got to bring people home from Afghanistan. We need to bring the troops home from Syria. And you had people who were in the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, say, no, that's not happening. Not doing it. We're not doing that. Mattis is writing a biography. And he said, this is not going to be an attack on Trump. It's not going to be a tell-all about the Trump administration. This is about my 40 years in the military. That's a very small part of what I did in my career. Nevertheless, as part of that, he talks about the fact that he would openly defy orders from President Trump or even McMaster, who was there in the Trump administration. He'd just do whatever he wanted to. They'd say, get me this information. I need, wouldn't give them that information. Wouldn't follow orders. That's the kind of insubordination and insurrection that we see on a regular basis. And the question is, though, I think President Trump bears a lot of responsibility in this. Because from the very beginning, he has surrounded himself with people who openly disagree with him on the issues that he ran on. How do you expect to have any of your policy implemented when you're going into hostile territory where the bureaucracy opposes you at every level? And you put people in positions where they could actually do something, where they could actually start changing the bureaucracy or firing people for insubordination. And yet you refuse to put anybody in there that shares your agenda. I mean, it's gone way beyond the point of keeping your friends close and your enemies closer. You have to have some friends. As a matter of fact, you ought to have the majority of your staff ought to be your friends instead of only one or two people that you've appointed being friendly to your agenda and the rest of them openly opposing you and defiantly opposing you. As Reason magazine goes on to point out, this is exactly where we find ourselves in spring of 2019. A president who accurately declares in his State of the Union address that, quote, great nations do not fight endless wars. Still, 14,000 of the troops remain under his command, still suffering, being injured while they inflict death on people there for no purpose. We're not going to win the war. Even the military people who are there say, we're not in control of the majority of the country, and we're trying to get the Taliban to come to the table, whatever. They're not interested in coming because they know they've got the upper hand. This is not going to end well. It will eventually end. You know, we look at Vietnam, that war, we're going to stop the Chinese, that whole idea of the domino and so forth. You see, article after article now, about how Vietnam's got over 12,000 millionaires, how Vietnam has become a triumph of capitalism, in spite of us, in spite of us. You know, that whole war was based on a false premise. It was a horrific war for the Americans who fought there and for the people who were there in Vietnam, and it was totally unnecessary. They did not become a client state of China. As the Vietnamese ambassador explained to McNamara years later, don't you know anything about history? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's never been easy to figure out the essentials of a new supplement routine. That's why we created the 8-Pack Power Stack, your go-to option for the building blocks of a successful approach to supplementation. This one-stop shop for those looking to simplify or adjust their routine is perfect for new and old info warriors alike. With the 8-Pack Power Stack, there's no trial and error, messy bottles laying across the counter, or 20-minute morning habits.
Just take the Wake Up and Work or Rest and Recover packs each day for quick, easy-to-use, and conveniently accessible formulas to help you reach your peak without the deep supplement knowledge, stacks of bottles, and complicated routine. Featuring 8 different formulas for a total take on your health and wellness. You can find what you like and get even more powerful versions in the store. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and check out 8-Pack Power Snack today and jumpstart your supplement routine.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Network in the world.
Tom in Texas, police officer on the border, talks about MS-13 and more. Thanks for calling, Tom.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Just want to thank you for your products. I have the InfoWars decals on the outside of my cell phone case, my truck, sport the shirts, all the equipment. I find it's the best way to get your word out.
God bless you, brother.
And I have 3 or 4 InfoWars bumper stickers in my glove box right now I hand out if I get to talking to somebody just to help spread that word.
You're our only hope, brother. I'm telling you, you're more important than I am. It's people like you on the ground, as you know, that's boots on the ground.
All of our best sellers, Alpha Power, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, BioTrue Selenium, X-Tube, Rainforest Plus, Supernova Vitality, DNA Force Plus, Super Blue products, toothpaste, fortified with silver iodine, Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, Real Red Pill Plus. It goes on and on and on. Check it all out and know, funding us will change the world. All of it. We're coming through the storm thanks to you.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to take a look at what's happening at the border. We could call ourselves borderless. We could call the policy senseless. Or maybe we could just say what we've become is migration nation. And we've got a Mexican senator who is now attacking Trump and threatening to take over the United States. Well, I don't think that's a threat. I think that's actually happening. And we've seen this from La Raza in the past. They've said that's their intention. And they're making that happen. We'll talk about that in just one moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about the products we sell at InfoWarsStore.com because that's what supports this program and everything that we do here at InfoWars. You are our sponsor. The products that we sell to you directly, we're not allowed by Google to put up ads in other places. You know, we've got a separate site there. It doesn't have anything that's political there that the communist at Google, the Marxists at Google would object to, or the virtue signaling social justice warriors at Google would object to. Nevertheless, they won't allow us to put those ads out there. They won't allow us to accept ads. So It's the products that we sell directly to you at InfoWarsStore.com. You are our sponsor, and to make that a little bit easier for you as well, to turn this into a win-win situation, we have discounts, many things discounted there right now. Let me just tell you about a couple of those sales. We have our Super Force sale. Yes, there is a disturbance in the Force. All four of our Force products are now 50% off. Brain Force Plus, my favorite supplement. I use it on a daily basis. Also, DNA Force Plus, I also use that as well. And that is a very expensive product. If you save 50% off of DNA Force, it's a very rare, unique ingredient. It's very expensive for us to produce that. And so it is one of our more expensive products. That is also 50% off, DNA Force Plus. Turbo Force, Ultimate Female Force, all of those, 50% off for a limited time. And for the listeners of this program, you can save 20% off of Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver product. Again, you can get that 20% off. Just use the code David to save 20% off of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't forget also, you can follow this program on Twitter, Libertarian. I put up links to programs on a daily basis, so we live stream it there as well. And we put up clips of the interviews, different topics, as well as the show. And you can also find all those archives on YouTube. We have a YouTube channel there that you can subscribe to. Libertarian is the handle that you'll find the program on both Twitter and on YouTube. Make sure you sign up and make sure you pass that around. Get that information out there for people. And you can find all those products, again, at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's talk about what's going on with migration. As I pointed out, we've got, even as the Mexican president, Obrador, is saying, yeah, we worked out a deal, make the tariffs go away, we'll protect the border for you. Do you really believe that? Are we outsourcing our security now? I mean, we've had Europe and everybody outsourcing their security, the United States, for a very long time with NATO and so forth. We've been the unpaid mercenaries for most of the world. We've got, I've lost track of how many different wars we've got. Is it 7, 8, 9 that we've got going right now around the world? Ostensibly to protect people. And I guess we feel like we're so overextended abroad that we can't put any of our military at the border, even though you've had a judge push back against the Democrats and say, no, President Trump can declare this as an emergency and he can use troops at the border. We've seen pictures of the troops painting the walls with pretty pictures, but not really protecting the border. And of course, whatever wall there may or may not be there, we've also seen pictures of massive numbers of people just walking around the wall. Because you know what? If you've got a wall on a 2,000 mile border, if you've got a wall that's, oh yeah, I don't know, let's say, maybe 100, 200 miles we've got. Let's be charitable. Let's say that we built all of it except for 100 or 200 miles. Well, that means you've got a 100 to 200 mile doorway through your wall and nobody there. Because we've sent 10,000 troops. We heard from President Trump, 10,000 troops are going to go monitor Iran, but nobody's going to monitor and protect our border. So we've got to have the Mexicans do that for us. And I'm sure that they're going to do a great job of that because we've got a Mexican senator who was out there saying Trump and then insulting him with some colloquial term about unattractive hair. Do not think that we are afraid of you. And he said, Mexicans are in our territory. California, Nevada, Texas, Utah, New Mexico, Arizona, Kansas, Oklahoma, Colorado, and Wyoming. He said, that's our territory. And we've seen this before. La Raza, the race. Saying we're going to, all of that, we still consider that to be Mexico. And we're going to take it over with babies, if not with bombs. And so he said, Mexicans are in our own territory. Well, they're outside of those areas as well, quite frankly. They're in North Carolina as well. Large number of them in North Carolina. They're not just limited to those areas of Aslan that they talk about, their imaginary Aztec homeland. We got an MS-13 gang member using a chicken pox infected toddler and a fake family claim in order to be able to get in. We've got an ISIS fighter. He says, yeah, I used to be with ISIS, and I don't want to identify with that anymore. But, you know, our plan is to just come in through the unpatrolled southern border. This is why Another example of why President Trump needs to be using the military to patrol this. We got a lot of people coming from the Congo. You know what's in the Congo? Ebola. They've got a massive outbreak of Ebola in the Congo, but we have a wide open border. So we're not testing for any health. It's just happened to be a particular, I guess, a fluke, a lucky fluke that they caught this kid who had chicken pox. They did a DNA test, I guess, and found out this person was not related. It was child trafficking. Trafficking of a child, using a child with chicken pox as a shield in order to get in. That is the sorry state of the border, how it has totally collapsed. But here's a repentant ISIS fighter talking about the plot to infiltrate the U.S. through Mexico. Let's play that video.
There's something that is kind of like was playing in my mind for the past a little while now. One reason why I was also put in prison in 2016, I was asked to leave Dola to go to America because I'm from that area, because they wanted a plan to do something, and I refused. I refused to do it. That is why also I'm put into prison and being tortured. What they wanted to do was basically financial attacks. Financial places that have, to cripple the economy. They had the resources. But honestly, I refused. And eventually I was put in prison for those that also. Apparently they have their contacts or whatever papers they could get. To get a false ID, false passport, they have their system of doing it. So that's the only way I believe that I could have gone out there with other individuals. It wasn't me alone. They were sending you to Puerto Rico. And from Puerto Rico, this was masterminded by a guy in America. Where he is, I do not know.
Okay, let's hold it right there because I might have a clue. They want ISIS to come in. Interesting thing about that, he didn't get into any details. He said financial attacks to cripple the economy. And there's some guy in America, he doesn't know who it is. Could it be one of the Koch brothers? Maybe that's it. Mastermind financial attacks. Billionaire Kochs are going to financially back Democrats who are pushing amnesty and free trade. And of course, if you want to cripple the American economy, just follow the prescription that the Democrats, especially the California Democrats, are pursuing. And that is first step. You give amnesty for anybody who is a foreign citizen criminally trespassing in the United States. Number one. Number two, you give them full health care benefits. That'll do it right there. That's it. That's all you need. And of course, you had Democrat economists. Maybe this is what he's talking about. Maybe ISIS is following in with the Cloward and Piven plan. Again, a few decades ago, Cloward and Piven, Democrat economists, said we need to establish socialism. The way we have to do that is to first collapse the American economy. We got to encourage everybody to get on welfare. That'll collapse the economy. We can create our socialist utopia on top of that. And then when Americans didn't do it in large enough numbers, they came out in the mid-2000s and said, got an idea. Since the Americans aren't getting on welfare quickly enough and in large enough numbers, let's bring people in from foreign countries and we can collapse the economy that way. That's exactly what they're doing. And so maybe, an ISIS guy. Yeah, we're going to come in and financially collapse the economy. You know, we've seen John McCain posing with ISIS in Syria. Maybe we could get Nancy Pelosi, the Senate Democrats, Dianne Feinstein. Maybe they could pose with them and say, well, we'll do it financially. You know, the Republicans use military to collapse economies and to collapse the United States. Well, the Democrats use welfare to collapse us. That's it for the broadcast. Thanks for listening.